Okay, Rabosai. We were in the Gemara on Daf Gimel and Aleph. As you recall, we're trying to figure out how we know that we should darshan the pasuk for Yom Kippur and not Shavuos, called Atzeres. and we said, we saw a whole machlokish, we're not going to chazer it now. We've done par echad ba'il echad, mi par echad ba'il echad, lafuki Atzeres, the shnei evim minhu, hani cholamanda amar Yom Kippur ma'il echad. That makes sense according to the Manda Omer, which is Rebbe, which is the way we paskin that Yom Kippur is Ayel Echad. Elamanda Rishnei Elam Ninhu Mai Ikal Meimar. But according to the other day, we'll see, it's a Relazar of Shimon, who said there are two Elam Ikal Meimar. The Tanya, Rebbe Omer Ayel Echad, Hu Omer Khan, Hu Omer Bechumash Hapkudim, Relazar of Shimon Omer Shnei Elam Haim, Echad Omer Khan, Echad Omer Bechumash Hapkudim. Right, in Parshas Achremos by Yom Kippur, it says that Me'ezadas Yisrael Yikach Shnei Sireizim Chatos VeAyel Echad LeOla. There's an Ayel LeOla in Achrimos. There's also one Ayel LeOla in the Musaf of Yom Kippur in Chumash HaPekudim, meaning Parshas Pinchas. So is that the same Ayel or two different Elim? Rebbe says in this way we paskin that it's the same Ayel. And Rabbi Lazar of Shimon says it's two different Elim. So the Gemara says this works fine for Rebbe. But according to Rabbi Lazar of Shimon, Yom Kippur is also two Elim. So the Gemara says, nah, feel it, Rabbi Lazar of Shimon, Hasam, Chadachum Zayom, Chadam Mustim, Lafuki Atzeres, De Tarvayu, Chobasayom, Ninhu. No, that's not a problem. We didn't mean, we never meant on Yom Kippur, there's only one Ayel. After all, we never meant on Yom Kippur, there's only one Ayel. Rather, what we meant is there's only one ayel in this avoda. And in Yom Kippur, even when Rabbi Shimon, there's one ayel in the avoda of Parshas Achremos, of Avodas Hayom, and one ayel in the Musaf of Parshas Pinchas. Those are two different unconnected things. And that's what we meant. We learn Miluim, which has one part, one ayel in one mitzvah, from Yom Kippur, which has one part, one ayel in one mitzvah, as opposed to Shavuos, which even within one mitzvah has two ayelim. Because even the Chovas Hayom, even the what we see in Parshas Emor that we bring to the Shteil Lechem has two Elim. And again, if you would want to go to the Musaf, it wouldn't help, because then you'd have two part. The Ema, the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah, so maybe Rosh Hashanah, Prisha Shivali Yom Echad, who another candidate of 7 days of Prisha for one day of a holiday. Here we can answer Rosh Hashanah and Atzeres in one fell swoop. That, and over here, remember, we saw Machlokas Rishonim, whether the Parva Ayil we're discussing is the Parva Ayil of the Musaf of Yom Kippur, or the Parva Ayil of Parshas Achremos. There's also a Goal of Rala Kodesh, Parva Mekor Lechatos Ayil Ola. At this point in the Gemara clearly says, either changes its mind or continues. By this point in the Gemara, it's clear. We're learning the Parva Ayil of Parshas Achremos, of the Avodas Hayom, of Aaron's particular Karban, from Miluim, and we've done Parva Ayil Shalom, Parva Ayil Shalom, just like in Miluim, the Parva Ayil was Aaron's. Likewise here, the Parva Ayil is Aaron's. Lafuket, Tzeres Roshana, Sibur Ninhu, as opposed to all the other holidays where there's no special carbon for Aaron. Rather, it is a carbon Sibur. Hani, Chalamanda, Amar, Kach, L'chamishelcha, V'aseh L'chamishelcha. Elamanda, Rishel, Sibur, Michael, L'meimar. That's making an assumption that the Parva Ayil on Yom Kippur were Aaron's. Why do we assume the Parva Ayil on Yom Kippur why do we assume the part with the Ayel and Yom Kippur were Aaron's? Just says Parvatasa Sherlo. Okay, but that's making an assumption. The assumption is, and that the Parva Ayel on, let's take at least according to Rashi's shot, the Parva Ayel on Miluim were Aaron's. Why? It says Kach Lecha, right? So that's assuming that anytime you use the word Lecha, that means it's your personal property and not communal funds. So that makes that this is the pre-existing machlokas. That makes sense. Going to Man number says every lecha means your personal funds. Elamand number shall see from Eichel Meimar, but going to Man number that every lecha really means from communal funds. Then how did that help? It's still not Aaron's carbon. The Tanya kach lecha mishelcha vaseh lecha mishelcha. The Yekuei lecha mishel tzibur divrei Rabbi Yosher. Rabbi Yosher says whenever it says lecha, that means your own money. Whenever it says v'yikwe lecha, that means the communal funds. From Yonas and Omer ben kach v'cha ben v'yikwe lecha v'shel tibur. Either way, it's communal funds. U'matam v'lomer kach v'cha. So why did the Torah say kach v'cha? Like, for example, we'll see that it says kach v'cha samin by the Ketores, or kach v'cha v'samer brosh by the Shemana Meshcha. So why did it say kach v'cha if it's from communal funds? The answer is really, Yonah says all from communal funds. None of it is someone's particular personal money. Rather, it just means Hashem saying, I really only care, I guess, you're part of the tzibur, right? Let's say what they're not arguing about arches. They're arguing about kachlucha samin and kachlucha the summer rosh. Parshas Kitisa is a classic example where Moshe has ordered kachlucha, the Shemana Mishka, and the Ketores, etc. So really it's from communal funds. Why say kachlucha according to Yonasan? Because Hashem's saying, well, you're part of the community, part of your money, and really, I only really want your money. I really prefer your contribution to everyone else's contribution. Okay, Rashi says, why is this a kivyachol? What's such a terrible thing? He says, kivyachol means something impossible, but we say it anyway. He says, either it's impossible that Hashem would insult Klal Yisrael that way, or it's impossible halachically that someone's private funds can count for the avodah of the tzibur. Okay, but either way, we're beyond there. Here we have a machlokes. Abba Hanan Amar, it's a tangent. This Shomer Eliezer, Kosev Echador, Sisicha, Ron Eitz, Kosev Echador, Suara, I'd say Shitim. Right? And who built the Arab? Did Moshe build it, Lecha? Or did Klal Yisrael build it, Fiosif? Haketzad, Kamzvan, Shishol, Otsuton, Shomakom, Kamzvan, Shain, Osen, Ritzono, Shel, Makom. That when the Jews are acting properly, then Hashem wants, this clearly is continuing along the lines of Rabbi Yonasan. The difference between Lecha and the Asu is not physically, practically nafkamina, who paid for it. It's just a emotional nafkamina of, you know, who does Hashem like and who does he not like? And therefore, the answer to the steer is when the Jews didn't sin, he loved all the Jews equally and says, Asu Aharon. After the Jews sinned, then he said, you know, you guys are tolerable, but I really like Moshe. He's the one who I prefer serve me on his own if it were possible. Okay. But what's the answer? We wanted to say, whoever it was, I lost track of which Amora said which, Rabbi Abahu says, the reason we know it's Yom Kippur is because Parva Ayel Shalom. That's not true. That's only according to Rabbi Yoshia, not according to Rabbi Yonasan. The answer is now. Ad Kan, lo pli yelam kichos di alma vasiyus di alma. Kichos di alma kach kasamim, asiyus di alma 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 asiyus di When Rabbi Yonasan really should argue on stam kach lechas and stam asay lechas, such as the Ketores and such as the Chatzotzrot, but in this case of the Miluim and of Yom Kippur, they both agree that it's Aaron's own money. Why? Because it says more than just kach lechas. Mech b'miluim avolhan b'miluim mech diksevi al b'nei shalte barely more kechus yuzim lechatos vayomer l'Aaron kach va'igul b'mkod lechatos l'avolishma mina kach mishal chahu. Here, if it just says kach lechas, then there's room for my focus. Kachlucha means spend your own money, or kachlucha means like you be in charge of it, and I wish you were the only one here, but of course it's communal funds. But in this case, it's very mefurish. If you read Achrimos, there's no two ways about it. Like, you can't deny that it's a mefurish pasuk, that it's Aaron's own money, because it says, b'nei Yisrael, from b'nei Yisrael, take shnei reizim l'chatas v'aylecha l'olah. So therefore, when it says that's the impure, by the miluim, it says, B'nei Yisrael to Leimor to bring a series in the Chatos of the Eidol B'Chavet B'Nishnalo Allah B'Shorva Eilish Lamin. So what does it say when Hashem tells Aaron Kachba Igmo Nekar, as opposed to explicitly the opposed to B'nei Yisrael, obviously means his money and not communal funds. B'Yom Kippur, Mechtik Seb Zosir Bar Al-Kodesh Bar B'Kod HaChatos U'Mei Esa Das Me'el Shkach Shnei Series in the Chatos B'Hikr V'Par Chatos Shalom Allah B'Li, since it already said that Aaron brings a par Ben B'Kod HaChatos and Ayala Olah. And then it says, from B'nai Yisrael, take Shnesi Rizim L'chatos, etc. Why does that say, V'kuris Parchatos Asher Lo? Why does it have to repeat twice? It says, you should go with the Parchatos called L'chatos. It doesn't explicitly says it is. But then it says, for B'nai Yisrael, you take Shnesi Rizim L'chatos. So obviously, the Par is sort of Mechaper on him, and the Sar is Mechaper on B'nai Yisrael, but why does it have to repeat Asher Lo? To show that it is his money, it's an extra lashon. Okay, So that's one successful answer. Rav Ashi Amar Dunam Parlachatz Vayil Olim Parlachatz Vayil Ola Bafuki Rashan Matzeret Vayil Olas Nenu. He says very simple. With the Miluim was a Parchatas and an Ayil Le Ola, and Yom Kippur is a Parchatas and an Ayil. Parchatas, excuse me, and an Ayil Le Ola. Again, at this point, we're talking about the Parva Ayil of Aron, the Parva and Korla Chatas Vayil Ola. In Achremos versus Pashtus, either Rashi that the Kachla Eidel B'Makar L'Chatos Va'ayel La'Ola of the eighth day, or the Ritva's version of Rabbeinu Tam that during the Milum there's always a Parchatas. No, that's not going to. Well, could be Ayel La'Ola at this point. Where was I? As opposed to Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, where it's all the Musaf and they're all Olas. Ravina Amar Dana, Avodim Kan Gadol, Avodim Kan Gadol, Afugi Gulu, Kishyasa, Lav, Avodim Kan Gadol, Lenu. No, on the Yom HaShmini, it was Avoda and Dafka with the Kohen Gadol. On Yom Kippur, the Avoda was done Dafka by the Kohen Gadol, as opposed to Shmini Atzeres and Rosh Hashanah, etc. And all the earlier questions also, which we already answered, which are done by any Kohen. V'yikadami Amar Ravina, Dana, Avoda, Tchila, Avoda, Tchila, Lafugi Hani, the Lav, Tchila, Nenu. It's the first avoda. We learned from the first avoda, as opposed to Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, which are not the first avoda. My tchila, ilay tchila becoming gadol. Hi, new kamaisa. If you say it means the first avoda of the coin gadol, meaning the Yom HaShmini was the first avoda Aaron had to do in history, and Yom Kippur is the first avoda Aaron has to do in terms of the regular annual cycle. But then that's the same thing said beforehand. Done in Rosh Hashanah, the avoda coin gadol. Rather, it means Ella, Avod Tchila B'Makom, Avod Tchila B'Makom. First Avod in the place, my first Avod in the place. Yom HaShmini was the first Avod, at least of Kohanim, were a big kahuna in the place of the Mishkan. They didn't go all the way inside. At least not to do Avod. In the place of the, in the Mishkan. And Yom Kippur was the first time anyone ever did Avod in the Kodesh Kadosh. Right? So the Yom HaShmini, let's say, is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right? That was the first time that they went to Avodah in the Kodesh. And then Yom Kippur, 6 months and change, and 9 days later, was the first time that anyone went to Kodesh Kodesh. Okay, so basically we have many, many answers to successfully prove that this drasha, Kasher Samei Yom HaZeh Tigashen Lasos Kapar Aleichem, is referring to Yom Kippur and not to any other type of Avodah. Okay, is there a difference between any of these different answers? Let's get back to that in a moment. But let's just finish up the basic shitas. Ki aser Rav Dima, Rav Yochanan, Amar, Rav Yochanan Masni Chada, someone else Masni Tarki, right? The old Gemara's had Reish Lakish, and then the Maharsha changed it to the Maharsha, when they first printed the Gemara had Reish Lakish, the Maharsha changed it to Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Why did the Maharsha change it to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? Like, for two reasons. A, because Reish Lakish later in the Gemara, well, let's just read the verse, right? Rabbi Yochanan Masnichada Lasos Lechaper Elomase Yom Kippur. That Lasos Lechaper means Yom Kippur. Unlike having Darshan on Beis Aman Aleph for Yom Kippur and Parah, it only means Yom Kippur. Parah is just a Drabbanan. Rishu ben Levi or Reish Lakish Masni Tarti Lasos Elu Ma'aseh Parah L'Chaper Elu Ma'aseh Yom HaKippur. Like on the base of an olive. Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chadav Hanan Tanan Shivas Yom Kippur Yom Kippur Shivas Yom Kippur Shivas Yom Kippur Shivas. But doesn't the Mishnah say you do the same thing 7 days before Yom Kippur and 7 days before Shivas Yom Kippur? The answer is Ma'ilu B'Alma. No, he admits we do it for Parah. By Parah, Ma'ilu means it's Rabbanan, and by Yom Kippur it is a real drasha, seemingly the Oraisa. The Ha Amar Ben Yomei Bar Chilki Amar Chas Bar Idi Amar Yochanan Kasher Sama Yom Hazeh Tziva Shem Lasam Chaper Lechem Lasam Sei Ma'aseh Parah Lechaper Lechem Yom Kippurim, which is exactly like Reish Lakish or Reish Ben Levi and not like himself. No, Hahu De Rabbe. That's not him. His own shita. That's just what he's quoting from his rabbi, but he himself doesn't hold. Behech Tesi, because the Asa Rabbe Amar Reb Yochanan Shem Reb Yishmael Lasos Elu Ma'aseh Parah Lechaper Lechem Yom Kippurim. Since Rabbi Yochanan says that name Rabbi Shmuel, it must be the name Rabbi Shmuel. He held that we darshan Parah and Yom Kippur, but himself held we only darshan Yom Kippur. Amalei Reish Lakish le Rabbi Yochanan. Meheicha kayalfas le mi milui. Where do you learn it from? From milui. Ima milum kolakos behem akibahem. Achachanami kolakos behem akibahem. So there's one problem. If in miluim, whatever is written is ma'akiv, meaning the assumption of this sukkah is that whatever is written in miluim is ma'akiv in miluim. Like the mikdash would not be niskanik if they didn't do it, etc. And it says there would be porish. Upesach ol meitish v'wigam olay l'shvas yom. So just like if we learn it from miluim, just like miluim is ma'akiv, yom kippur is ma'akiv. V'chite ma'akiv, if you say it is ma'akiv, atnan umas kinin lo kohen after, we're talking about frishin. The Mishnah says you prepare an understudy, but it doesn't say you're mafresh the understudy 7 days. What's the point of preparing an understudy? If the kohen becomes tameh, the understudy will serve in his stead. That he'll serve in his stead, and that hafresh of 7 days. That shows that fresh is not ma'akeh. V'chitei ma'amai maskinim hafreshin. And if you say no, matkinim means we're mafreshin for 7 days, the understudy, then litni o idi bini matkinim o idi bini mafreshin. Then either it should say matkinim kohen gadol 7 days and matkinim an understudy. Or Mafreshin Kohen Gadol for 7 days, Mafreshin understudy. So it says Mafreshin Kohen Gadol, only Matkina, the understudy. That shows we weren't Mafreshin 7 days, which shows 7 days is not Ma'akim. So that's where Yishlok is just seeming disproof of Rabbi Yochanan. Amarli El Amar Mehechi Yolah Plus, Rabbi Yochanan says it. So where do you learn it from? Amar Mi Sinai. I learn it not from Miluin, but from Har Sinai. Give me a second. Yitziv, Vayishkot Kod Hashem Al Har Sinai, Vayichasei Raman Sheishis Yamin, Vayikra Moshe Be'am Shri, Mechti Yitziv. Since it says already, at least arguably Gemara says, basically Moshe went up the Har Sinai. The Har Sinai was covered by the Anan. And you would think, right, if you just remember what you learned in kindergarten, Moshe went up the Har Sinai for 40 days. For 40 days, he sat for Kavrus and Hashem taught him Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat. But not true. He was covered in the cloud for 6 days doing nothing, and only on the seventh day did Hashem call him and say, now come learn with me and I'll teach you the Torah. Meaning, they only had 34 days to teach the Torah. But if it says, Vayikra Moshe B'yom HaShvi'i, why does it have to say, Vayichaseu Anan Sheishis Yamin? Could have just said, Vayichaseu Anan. And Vayikra Moshe B'yom HaShvi'i, and we would all know enough math to know he was in the Anan for 6 days, Hashem called him on the seventh. So this proves the opinion of Shkola Nichnas Machnas Shechina. Whoever goes to the Machnas Shechina needs to be porish for 6 days. And therefore, when the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur goes into the Kodesh Kadashim, he needs to be porish first for 6 days. Here, there seem to be actually different Yersos in our Gemara. The Tosos clearly did not have what we just read in our Gemara, because Tosos says it as his own Kiddush. They all ask, how do we know, just because Moshe required in Har Sinai, that the Kohen Gadol requires every year before he goes to the Kodesh Kadashim? And one answer is, our years in the Gemara, is what Tosa says. From the extra Lashon Sheishis Yamin, if he didn't have an extra Lashon, we would think it was only on Har Sinai. The extra Lashon Sheishis Yamin teaches us not only in Har Sinai, it's everything similar to Har Sinai. What's the most similar to Har Sinai in terms of the Makom? Obviously, the Kodesh Kadashim. Okay, Tosa Yishanim has two opinions about this. His second opinion is like our gears in the Gemara. Clearly wasn't his gears. It clearly wasn't those gears in the Gemara. Then they wouldn't have said it as an answer. Second opinion is that it's from the extra Lashon Sheishis Yamin. His first opinion is that it's just a Svara binyanav. Just a Svara, misvara going to the Kodesh Kadashim is as Chomer is going to Har Sinai, and you can extrapolate. Okay, but either as a Svara binyanav or as an extra Lashon Drasha binyanav. Just one last detail we need to fix up. We need to tie up one loose end. Ha'anad Shivitzan. According to Reish Lakish, you should only need 6 days. Why do you, the Mishnah say you need 7 days? Masnisim, Rabbi Yehuda Meseira, he dechayish l'tumas beso. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Meseira. Rabbi Yehuda Meseira is choshesh for his wife becoming tameh. What does that mean? Maybe in the middle of Tashmish, his wife will become a nita. And then it'll be a boal nita. And a boal nita is coming for 7 days. So he needs to be porish for 7 days just to avoid the shash of, well, because if he's only porish for 6 days, he could still be a boal nita. Right, which lasts for 7 days. That's why he needs to be porish for 7 days. Here, just before I take a question from Tzvi, a few technical issues we want to point out. The Rishonim were all bothered. If Reish Lakish learns from, if he holds like Yehuda ben Meseira, that we worry about becoming a nida in the middle of Tashmish, that's a kiddush, right? You might say, who worries about this thing, right? Meaning, I don't know. Everyone, no one worries about the Aveira of becoming needy in the middle of Tashmish, right? No one worries, but then there would never be any Tashmish. Right? And obviously, we assume you won't become a needy in the middle of Tashmish. Okay, right. Then the Sarah says, no. Because of the Maila of Yom Kippur, we're worried even have far out possibilities of becoming a needy in the middle of Tashmish. If so, then why does he need to learn from Har Sinai? He had to be poor 7 days because of Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira anyway. And here, there are a few answers. So to the Tos Yishanim says here, says the Tos Yishanim here, he says, Lachin anu mosifin shvi al shisha de'oraisa. Therefore, we add a seventh day to the 6 days that are mi de'oraisa. Not exactly clear what he means. It's not 100% clear what he means. L'chori means like one of the answers of the Rikva. I can't promise you. But basically, I only have three answers as to why Reish Lakish needs to learn from Har Sinai. If he's Choshesh anyway for Thomas Beso, the Ritva gives two very clear answers. Says the Ritva, one of his answers, I'm not listening to go in order. Says the Ritva, Thomas Beso is such a far out shash, meaning it's a pretty far out shash that shall be first in need in the middle of Tashmish. Keep in mind, in those days, the Kohanim were Osi Bataros with Kachim, she would do a Bedika before every Tashmish, right? That's clear. So she did it because she wasn't a Nida. All of a sudden, the middle of Tashmish shall become a Nida. It's a far out shash. Says the Ritva, they wouldn't have made a Takana just to this far out shash. However, since Nida Raisa, you need 6 days anyway, they added a seventh day to the far out shash. It's such a far out shash, it's not worth making a new Takana, but it's worth adding one day.
I'm just confused about the methodological assumption of the question. The Dindo raised that, and that's why Reish Lakish learned.
Okay, fair enough.
If you want to say all of the Shterabanan, then some sheep just think Reish Lakish is Shterabanan, then that's a question. But for the Ritva and for Tosef Shanim, it's not a good question. It's just the raised the Shterabanan.
Okay. Not making a new Takana. Okay, what Liad is saying is it doesn't have to be enough Gemina, it's just to know that it's not raised. Meaning, one in Har Sinai, if we already have Tumas Beso, because the limit from Har Sinai is the Raisa, as the Tosos Rosh, Tosos Shana says explicitly, and maybe that's what the Tosos Shana means, right? Efshar, that's what he means. Yeah, I'm not sure what he means. Efshar, what he means is that, therefore, we have one Drabon to the sixth Raisa. Why do we need to learn from Sinai? Because we need to know that it's the Raisa. What's enough Kamina? There's not enough Kamina, just to know that it's the Raisa. That's enough Kamina. Right, that's what Liat's saying. Maybe that's what the Tos Shoshana means. It's really hard to pin him down. And that's clearly what the Tos Shoshana, Tos Rush starts off as. Even without a Pasuk, we would have been Mashim Ritumas Day. So, but the implication is, right, so maybe this is what the Tosos Rush and the Tosos Shoshana say. And this is assuming Reish Lakish is the Raisa, right? And not an Asmachta, Liad points out. Assume Reish Lakish is the Raisa and not an Asmachta. Says, what do you mean, what do you need? You need to know what is the Raisa and what is the Rabbanan, right? Liad says, that's a funny question. What do you mean, what does he need to learn from Sinai if he has Xerah Rabbanan? You need to know what's the Raisa, what's the Rabbanan. What's an Afkamina? I'll find you an Afkamina. I don't have to find you an Afkamina. Okay, the Ritva gives two answers.
I know this is what we have to ask in Austin, but it depends, like, if you assume one is the right of the Rabbanan, it wouldn't make sense to say why we need the Rabbanan. Chronologically speaking, the Raisa was always there.
Correct. I mean, I think that's the same thing. Yeah. The Raisa was always there. The Ritva gives another answer.
It's not possible, maybe, that they're going to have to get into Smartha and Rabbanan.
Okay, but that's already a finish. That's not pashmas. That's a chiddush. The Ritva gives a second answer also. What does the Ritva say a second answer? He says, Thomas Beso requires hafrasha, but not B'makom ha-mikdash. If it was only Tumas Day, so you would need a frasha, but not in the mikdash. You would just have to be mofresh to a coronavirus hotel for 7 days. But, and therefore, if it was called Tumas Day, so you need 7 days, but not in the mikdash, just in a hotel, away from his wife. I mean, he can be porsh at home, just send his wife to a hotel, right? But if it is, it would work out much better, right? If it was only for Tumas Day, so he could still make it to Uman. Just you go to Uman without your wife. But since we learned from Moshe, he did his precious 6 days on Har Sinai in the Anan. And Anan is a makom of Kedusha. And therefore, we know we need to learn from Har Sinai so that we should know that means to be in the makom Kadosh. So theoretically, you need 6 days in the Mikdash. The seventh day could be anywhere. But obviously, for the sake of simplicity, you go 7 days to the Mikdash. As Liad was Medayik, what was Liad Medayik? Why didn't the Ritva? Liad says, I'm not fair about giving these three answers. Like two answers, oh, I teach you why you wouldn't have known something from Beso. Either Beso is not enough to make the whole Tachana, or it wouldn't have told you where to be Mafresh. The obvious answer is to Daraisa. You need to know what's Daraisa and what's Drabana. You can't just say, who needs a Daraisa if I have a Drabana? Why did the Ritva not give the answer of the Tosos Rush and the Tosos Shishanim, if that's what they mean? You have to be Daik, let's rush two answers. You know, maybe one of them is like the Ritva. But at Lechora, the idea could be that the Ritva holds Rish Lakish only Drabana. And then, leaving Yosef's Ara aside, if Rish Lakish is only Drabana, then it's a good question. If there's two Drabanans, why bring the first Drabana from Sinai if it's covered by the second Drabanan from Tumas Beso? And I think that's Beduik and the Ritva on Daf Beis also, because in Daf Beis, the Ritva says, Daf Beis of an Aleph, the Ramaskal, Matkina, Lo Koin Acher, he says, even the Manda Amar says Doraisa from Miluim. What does that imply? Even the Manda Amar Doraisa. Meaning, as opposed to the Manda Amar Dorabana, right? That means there's two Manda Amars. Which Manda Amar is which? The Manda Amar Doraisa from Miluim. As opposed to, obviously, fill in the blanks. We can fill in the blanks ourselves. As opposed to the Manda Amar Dorabana from Har Sinai. So I think this great place, will she toss say? He doesn't say it like, okay, I know. He doesn't get up and say, Rish Lakish only Dorabana. In quite so many words. But it's pretty clear, Lishitase on the base of an Aleph, where he holds that Rish Lakish is only Midrabanan, and therefore he doesn't give the answer that you need to know what's Doraisa, as opposed to the some Tosafim at least, you know, who hold that Rish Lakish is Doraisa, and then they need to get they have an obvious answer. Okay, exactly like Liad said. Now, I owe Svi the chance to ask a question that I want to discuss one more technical issue.
This morning is methodology. It's accepted that that's a lesson of mutation or instead of human coming out there. It's present, the Mars doesn't bring that up.
Is it surprising that Lama Mafrishin Kwan Akhir Tahtav? I'm not sure methodologically, but just to answer the question, even without methodology, I would say, I don't think that's, I would say, no, I don't think that's relevant, because even if I use the same word by two things, it doesn't mean they're exactly the same. But if I use different words, that prove they're different. If it would have said Mafrisha by both, it wouldn't prove whether they're in the same place or not.
That's literally
what? No, okay, so I'm reading the Gemara a little differently. The way I'm reading the Gemara is, if it had said Mafrisha by both, then it would have been possible to say that by both them it means, saying, maybe I'm going too far. Why don't they bring up the fact that Josephus says Mafrisha? Okay, maybe the answer just is because there he's asking the Kasha based on the Mishnah. The assumption is the Mishnah is more authoritative than Josephus. And maybe you could have answered it's machlok, because I hold like the Tosefta. Although no one said that, right? What?
Maybe
he doesn't quote a Tosefta.
But maybe that's how he justified
it. Okay, but if so, he would have said so. Give me a break. If he had a Tosefta in his pocket, he would have said so, I think. Okay, go figure. Anyway, sorry, Ian, I'm not sure. Okay, let me just point out one last point about the Girsa of Reish Lakish versus Rabbi Shuv and Levi. Why did the Marsha change Reish Lakish, right? We basically have three opinions here. What are the three opinions? Here we have Yom Kippur. And here we have Parah. Here we have Yom Kippur and here we have Paro. What are the three opinions? The first opinion is Rabbi Yochanan Atzmo. Rabbi Yochanan himself says Yom Kippur is learned from Miluim and Paro is a Maila. Then we have Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbo. And this is also the Brisa on the face of an Aleph, says both are learned from Miluim. And who else agrees with this? Either Reish Lakish or Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And then the third opinion is clearly Reish Lakish, even though it's a little funny. And there's no other Gersa. It's a little funny to say the third opinion is Reish Lakish because Rabbi Yochanan calls him Mar. It's funny for Rabbi Yochanan to call Reish Lakish Mar, but I don't have another Gersa up my sleeve. So the Reish Lakish says, no, Yom Kippur is from Sinai, and Para is obviously a Maila, because Para cannot be learned from. Para cannot be learned from Har Sinai. Now, the excuse me. The what about the Gersa issue? Why does the Marsha change this Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? So for two reasons. A, because the steer Reish Lakish and Reish Lakish. And if you want to keep Reish Lakish here, either you have to change Reish Lakish here, which is difficult. The only hint to change Reish Lakish later on is why would Rabbi Yochanan call Reish Lakish Mar? But nonetheless, we don't have evidence of another Gersa besides Reish Lakish here. So even though I could say maybe it shouldn't be Reish Lakish there, because then he shouldn't have called him Mar, right? The Rebbe doesn't call the Talmud Mar. But still, you know, that's Dachuk. Or to say Reish Lakish changed his mind, which is still a little Dachuk. So Pashtus, this wasn't Reish Lakish. The Marsha changes because earlier the base in the Shema speaks the entire Tikkun Amar. Tosfos says it makes sense. That's a good reason to change for Yeshua ben Levi. Number one, because Tosfos had Yeshua ben Levi. Tosfos didn't say how he or Sinai, meaning Tosfos had his fears that he didn't think it was worth pointing out. He just happened to mention Yeshua ben Levi says Tikkun Amar. Right? This is the sheet of Tikkun Amar. And because it's a steer Reish Lakish, unless you give some other Dachuk answer, the Achronim point out, I think, a third reason to change to Reish Yeshua ben Levi, which is, I know this goes, okay, we already pointed out this goes a little against one piece I want to say earlier, which is the Pesach of the Rambam. Who does the Rambam Paschal like in these three deos? What?
The middle one.
The middle one. Right, the Rambam clearly all over Paschal like this middle Shita.
Because he doesn't,
the
Rambam never indicates that
thing. Yeah, in the Parashah Mishnayos, he doesn't quote the Pasuk. And again, when Parashah Mishnayos jives with the Mishnah Torah, then you're not allowed to say, oh, you know, just when he was young, etc. I'm pretty sure that in Parashah Mishnayos, where did they keep Parashah? Oh, here it is. In Parashah Mishnayos, he says, Amar Hashem Yisbarach L'Shivat Shemei Miluim, etc., etc. So, why is the Rambam Pasuk in this way? Why does the Rambam passing this way? So again, if it's Reish Lakish versus Rabbi Yochanan, then why would he passing like Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan? So why would he passing that way? So the answer might be because maybe passing like Rabbi Yochanan named his Rebbe against Rabbi Yochanan, or some of the Achronim say, with the Gersa Rishon Levi, it makes sense because we the general accepted rule by most Rishonim that Rabbi Shimon Levi always beats Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so whatever the Gersa is. It is. Now let me just ask one more question and then try to dig a little deeper. It's a funny sugya here because Reish Lakish asks a kash on Rabbi Yochanan, which is, according to you, it should be ma'akev, and the Mishnah proves that it's not ma'akev, and Rabbi Yochanan never answers. If Rabbi Yochanan never answers, it should be tiyukta, but it doesn't say it's a tiyukta. They just go on arguing. They go on arguing, and we don't pasuk like this, Reish Lakish, right? L'chora. If they go on arguing, then what's pshat? Then what's pshat? You know, how could Rabbi Yochanan go on if he was already disproven? The truth is, maybe you could get a little hint to this in the Rashi, the top Rashi of the Chesed Beis says Shezeh prishasol l'kedusha. The Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur is prishasol l'kedusha. Says Rashi, likanes l'machne shechina, to go into machne shechina. He doesn't mean what most of the sources use machne shechina here. He's using machne shechina in a very doubtful way in Kodesh Kedoshim. Etc. Rashi is here likanes l'machne shechina. It's interesting. That sounds a little more like Rish Lakish of Sinai, Machne Shechina. I mean, where did he get the Lashon Machne Shechina? We just read it, right? The last line of Daf Gimel and Beis, or the second to last line in the last line of Gimel and Beis, called Nechlas the Machne Shechina. Rashi seems to be quoting the Lashon Rish Lakish. Mehechi Tesi, since when do you pass like Rish Lakish against anyone? Why do you pass like Rish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe, Rabbi Shulman Levi? All those people beat Rish Lakish according to the normal rules of Sakh. Mehechi Tesi Rashi should Paskin like Rish Lakish. Okay, you could say he wasn't Paskin like Rish Lakish. He was saying, look, you know, they're all going to Machne Shechina. You know, the fact that he's going to Machne Shechina is for everyone. I'm just using the language of Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't disagree that that's an important point. But it sounds like he's passing against Rish Lakish, because Rabbi Yochanan, we learned from the Nibuon when they didn't go into the Machne Shechina. And maybe it's similar to Paro, which is very far from the Machne Shechina. Like, the Machne Shechina is not pashtus, the point according to Rabbi Yochanan. Not pashtus. Could be, but not pashtus. So if Rashi Daf Chesed Beis is in fact passing like Rish Lakish, why would he pass like Rish Lakish? Maybe he passed like Rish Lakish because he understands that Rabbi Yochanan was Tiyokta. Okay, why doesn't it say Tiyokta? Sorry, why doesn't it say Tiyokta? But maybe Rashi understood, and here we just ask ourselves a question, which is, how does Rabbi Yochanan answer Rish Lakish's question? I wonder if, again, it's a deal from Rashi. Rashi says Machne Shechina. Everyone agrees they went to the Machne Shechina. Rabbi Yochanan might also say, what's super holy about this day is going to the Machne Shechina. But it's still striking that Rashi picks the words from Rish Lakish as opposed to the words from Yochanan. Which, if you go to the price already and the dollar of a day, is working well for Rish Lakish as well, correct? It's the whole Rashi. Rashi is purposefully echoing what does he point out? I don't know if this is officially on the Makoros yet or not, but when he says Zachalov and Kalos Rosh and Abdullah and Abrios, that sounds very much like something that corresponds to Rish Lakish on the Abdullah and Beis, La'animalov, Be'ema, Bereses, Zeya, Vichuli. Rashi's definitely going out of his way to be Rish Lakish dick here. Why did Rashi go out of his way to be Rish Lakish dick? I don't know. I never asked him. But maybe because he understood that Rabbi Yochanan didn't have a good answer. And he was asking, so why did the Gemara say Tiyokta? He'd say, I'm not sure why the Gemara didn't say Tiyokta. It's a good question why the Gemara didn't say Tiyokta. But Lemaisa, Rish Lakish has the stronger case here. Maybe he'd even go back to Tzvi and say Rabbi Yochanan has a Tosefta on his side, Rish Lakish has a Mishnah on his side, and we postulate the Mishnah. So maybe Rashi would say,
Rebbe, the Rambam didn't pass in like Rabbi Yochanan either, really.
We pass in like Rish Lakish. Now, Joel, no, hold on. Forget about the detail of Parah. Where's Yom Kippur? There are only two shittas where Yom Kippur is learned from, right? When it comes to Yom Kippur, there's only two shittas, either Miluim or Sinai. Forget about Parah. The Miluim Shita is whoever it is. The Sinai Shita is whoever it is.
Why did the Rambam throw in?
Clearly, according to the normal rules of Sakh, should beat the Sinai Shita. And the Rambam passed like the Miluim Shita.
Why did the Rambam throw in the
Halakha? Shmuel, Rishuv, and Levi, he passed it like the Miluim Shita.
But not the same as our Gemara, because the Rambam threw in the Halakha of Moshe Mitzinai here that doesn't appear by us.
No, because the Rambam always likes to tell you when there's a drasha.
But he doesn't use the term halacha, but I just think about
Darshan on their own. So the Rambam thinks a drasha, and it happens to be not a drasha they made up on their own, but a drasha they received from Sinai. That doesn't bother me. The fact that the Rambam says the Kabbalah from Sinai and everyone else doesn't, it proves
that. Why didn't the Rambam say that by Kiddush and
Ravid? Why? Because no other Rishon ever cares to ask where did this drasha come from. No other Rishon ever cares to write a whole chapter about who made up drushas and whether they were mesoras or whether they were made up, and doesn't make a difference. Halachically, the Rambam is very concerned in general the Mishnah Torah by the origin of drushos, and he had many halachi nachminas between drushas which are mesora from Moshe or made on Har Sinai versus drushas that are certain beds in a certain time made up on their own. Therefore, the Rambam tells him that Balaam from Moshe.
But he doesn't really.
That's not different from our sugya. That just proves that the Rambam was interested in an angle that most of Shalom are interested in. Okay, let's go back to how you answer the question. Every half of Yochanan defend themselves against Rabbi Yochanan, not like Rashi and Nafes. Everyone else assumes that we do pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shuba, maybe his Rebbe, you know, the Miluim Shita. Most people assume we pass like Miluim. So how do you get out of this question? Maybe you could say it's not a full drasha. It is just an asmachta. That is possible. Who holds just an asmachta? Tosas in the Dalai Aleph says it is just an asmachta, right? Asmachta bi almahu ella lav de gamri drasha gemuri. He had the gamri luim ella asmachta bi alma. Tosas has a big shita, right? LP. He's not trying to answer this question. And he's not trying to answer the question, but I'll pin Tosfos in the Daled Amud Aleph. It's only an asmachta, not a real drasha. Once it's only an asmachta, just it's ma'akev there, doesn't have to mean it's ma'akev here, it's ma'akev there because it's a real pasuk. It's a real daraisa, it's a real chumash. It's not ma'akev here because it's just an asmachta, so we learn it by asmachta, but we don't take it too seriously. What can I do?
Yeah, but also just, I guess, the question, what's the space for the Machlokes if the Gemara itself has its own question about the book and has nothing to do with that Machlokes? Like, we know no matter what, Yochanan's the one who either has a Havamin or must have a Machlokes, not be a Rish Lakish disagrees. So why isn't the Machlokes relevant as the Sitter of Banach? Is this like a technical Machlokes?
Oh, you're a hypocrite.
Why?
10 minutes ago, you just told me, yeah, of course you have the same as the rice you're above. You're kidding us, what's enough to me now? Now all of a sudden, when it's convenient for you, No, so the stakes are, it's not my stakes. They're just trying to use it to answer certain questions. Yeah, there you have to answer questions. Okay, but the Misa, what does Rabbi Yonasan ben Gamliel surprisingly say, right? Before we had Rabbi Yonasan ben Gamliel, we knew that if you recorded the Yesh Kolkin and didn't like it. But now we know who that Yesh Kolkin is, right? The mirror says Yesh Kolkin. We know who it is. It's Rabbi Yonasan ben Gamliel. Who, what does Rabbi Yonasan ben Gamliel say? What's his big chiddush? Rabbi Yonasan ben Gamliel? That it is
ma'akev.
The diyuk is wrong. Reish Lakish's diyuk was wrong. Why didn't Rabbi Yonasan answer him? Because, like, how do you answer someone who's just too medayik? You ever try arguing with someone who's too medayik? Like, forget it. You're never going to win. You just have to say, like, go take a chill pill and come back tomorrow. So Rabbi Yochanan had nothing to answer him. But really, justice says not Frishan, it says not Kenan, doesn't mean that it's not both a brush of 7 days. It's just that people talk in normal language. And when you have someone who already has a job and just needs to undergo training, you call it not Frishan. When you have someone who doesn't have a job and you want to give him a job, you call it not Kenan. Okay, so he basically says he denies the diyuk from the Mishnah. And he says, in a Hanami, the Afrasha is Ma'akev. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that is a tremendous chiddush. The most popular answer is the Yerushalmi. Says the Yerushalmi, which is quoting the Tosfos Yeshanim and the Ritva and other Rishonim. What does the Yerushalmi say? The Yerushalmi just says, you misunderstood the rules of drushas. You think when you darsh one thing to something else, if it's Ma'akev, it's Ma'akev, it's not Ma'akev, it's not Ma'akev. That's not true. That's not the rule of drushas. The Yerushalmi here starts giving you a course in how to darshan, brings example after example after example of how, both directions, you can learn something that's ma'akev from something that's not ma'akev, and you can learn something that's not ma'akev from something that is ma'akev. That's the Tosfos Yeshanim on the daf quotes him. Yerushalmi, most of the daf, the Yalfino Malik Vehiktir, that we learn when it comes to the Olas Ha'ot. Just like the Haktara is on top of the Mizbeach, likewise the Malika is on top of the Mizbeach. But the Haktara is not Ma'akeh, but the Malika being on top of the Mizbeach is Ma'akeh. That shows that you're allowed to learn, we are allowed to learn Shabbar She'eino ma'akev from davar ha'me'akev. The truth is that in the Rishami, the example tells you goes in the opposite direction. Learning something that is ma'akev from something that isn't. But it doesn't matter. The Rishali gives both directions. Like, it's not a kasha. He was just picking one line. The Rishali is very clear, gives both directions, makes a very general rule. Okay, so either Rabbi Yochanan, Rashi might have thought we ended up prejudiced against Rabbi Yochanan. The Rinu Nil thinks that now we end up rejecting the diok and changing the halakha from what most people think. But that those are both dasyachid. Well, Rinu Nil is dasyachid. But most Rishonim assume that no. That you can talk and learn something that's not an akiv, something that's an akiv, either just a smach, the pashat, or even if it is a real drasha, maybe you're allowed to make a real drasha this way. Agav, is this a real drasha? Is this a smach? That's hard to tell whether it's a real drasha or whether it is an asmachta, especially since some rishonim only say within one shita. They don't say what they think for the other shita necessarily, right? What is this the Oraisa or Durabanan, this idea of the Hafrasha of the Kohen Gadol? So the Tosos is very clear on Daf Dalet and Aleph says it is Midrabanan. It's just an Asmachta. The Tosos Yishanim and the Tosos Rosh in our Sogya both say that it is midaraisa, right? That's what they say. The 7th day is Rabbanan, but the 6 days are daraisa. As Leon points out, we have no way of knowing whether they're arguing or not, because Tosos happens to be talking about Niluim. We don't know what he would say about our Sinai. Tosos Yashan and Tosos Rosh happen to be talking about Sinai. We don't know what they would say about Niluim. The Rambam is very clear that it's daraisa, right? It's the kind of drasha that's from Sinai that's daraisa. Me to Oraisa, and he happens to paskin like me, Lewin. But we don't know what he thinks Reish Lakish would hold. The Ritva implies pretty strongly that this is good for the Machlokes to be open to Reish Lakish. Right, says the Ritva. He says that it is me to Oraisa. Leman de Yalef, me Lewin. And the clear implication is that it's me to Rabbanan. Leman Diyalef Misinai. Okay, so we're not sure. You know, Liat wants to put all the Balitosos together to get the diametrical opposite mirror image of the Ritva. I have no idea. I have no way of knowing because none of those Tosos say what the other ones say. Which is, you know, perhaps striking, right? So we don't know. You know, I think it's more likely maybe the Tosos on the Daf thinks it's all Durabanan, according to the Kuliyama, the Tosh Shan and Tosh Rashnik, the rice of the Kuliyama, which is why both then skip the Mando or the Ras of the other ones, but I can't prove it.
That's also maybe another dumb question, but what's the difference between the Smafta Durabanan that's based on Miloim versus the Durabanan of Nairobal? Are they both just the Durabanan of Nairobal? So why is one the Smafta, or is it Nairobal?
Maybe because, so it's a good question. Maybe what Yosef said, there's some Hashivas to having an Smafta. Or maybe it's just about the deeper lovedness. If it's a Milo Bi'alma, I don't know if it's me here. If it's a Milo Bi'alma, then Milo, what does Milo mean in Shas generally? Associate one word with Milo. What? Milo is always talking about Tumah B'Tara in Shas. What? Okay, almost. But even in Yuchsin, we're talking about worrying about the chance of some admixture of soul, right? Okay, fair enough. But I might say that Mila implies just a Shastra Tumah, while a Lima is something might imply that it's something more fundamental. Okay, now, let's just, yes.
The Yuchsin learns that, quote, by Yom Kippur and Harakim, so it doesn't like imply at all what the difference between the preachers are, and the Gemara over here is being Machalik is going to do things. That's the Shasta Zutra, that's the Shasta Lataro. So it makes a lot of sense that Rashi's going to borrow a lush from Reish Lakish.
No, why wouldn't he take Rabbi Yochanan himself? That would work fine.
Because Rabbi Yochanan doesn't at all explain to you what the difference between those two things are, and Rashi's trying to explain it.
Reish Lakish also doesn't explain what the difference between those two things are.
Okay,
He doesn't say para. Where does Rashi say para?
No, he at least explained what the Prishas
Lekdusha is. You're saying Rashi Lekdusha is the only one who explains what Prishas Lekdusha is, but Yochanan never explains what Prishas Lekdusha is. Okay, you might end up in the same place. But I think you're going to have the same, but it's just that Rashi happened to be very sluggish because it worked well in that Bryson, not because he thought he was more likely to be correct. Although your motive admits us, you think he's more likely to be correct within that Bryson.
He's more likely, he's likely to be correct. Rabbi Yochanan is going to have to be motive that when it comes to Parah, he's going to have to come up with explanation for
Prisha.
That's a portion, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know, because I think the opposite. Rabbi Yochanan explicitly said Par was a Maila, and Maila Mesechus Chagiga generally means to keep something tahar. So I'm not going to be Rabbi Yochanan worked well with that price up. So I hear your Taina, but I still think the Pashup Shad Rashi is, and what's nice about the Pashup and Rashi, you kill two birds with one stone, right? Why did Rashi Dafka put Rishon Lakish is Lashon Dafkesim and Beis? And how does Rabbi Yochanan get out of Rishon Lakish's Kasha? You answer a question with a question. Okay, you could be Doka, but I still like it. Okay, now, let me ask some more fundamental questions here, Rabbi. And you'll help me figure out, what these fundamental questions perhaps are all about. First question is, what is special about Yom Kippur? What is special about Yom Kippur that requires Prisha? What is special about Yom Kippur? What about Yom Kippur requires Hafrosha more than any other day? What about Yom Kippur makes it require Hafrosha more than any other day? So you'll look back at me and say, isn't that exactly what the Gemara has been discussing? He is smiling. Is he saying, what kind of question is that? That's the question the Gemara has been discussing from the top of the base of the base through the bottom of the gimel of the base. Okay, and I will say that to Zvi. Okay, but that Gemara had very different stages. And when you have a shakra v'tari and a lot of different stages of shakra v'tari, often the question becomes, which stages of the shakra v'tari are revelatory of the fundamental nature of what's going on? And which of them are just sort of additional proofs and tying up loose ends, etc. So one thing is very clear. According to Reish Lakish, what attribute of Yom Kippur requires Hafrasha more so than Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos? The Makom, right? The Jesus Levi within is very clear for Reish Lakish. It's not anything unique about Yom Kippur. It's not anything special about the Par. Not anything special about the Sayer. It's just the Makom, right? So Reish Lakish clearly says, the Makom, right? This is clearly the opinion of Reish Lakish. How about, though, according to Rabbi Yochanan? By Rabbi Yochanan, I mean, forget Rabbi Yochanan is Rebbe Reish Yochanan Levi. Whoever learns from me, Lewin, I'm quoting Rabbi Yochanan right now. Right? How about those who learn from me, Lewin? What is unique according to those who learn from me, Lewin? So here it gets a little tricky. When we started out in the base of the days, what were we focusing on? What was special when we started out that base of the days? The day is special, right? We started out with the day being special, right? Special day, right? What does that mean? Kavolos man, achas b'shana, a yom echad, as opposed to many days, a yom echad that's by itself, but not after seven other similar days, etc. The days of the days were really focusing on the yom. Right? So, maybe it is, the yom. This would be the basis is dot base of a base. Right? The basis is dot base of a base. This yom is a special yom. Why is it a special yom? Ah, it's especially yom, because it's one day, it's not after other similar days. There can be 7 days beforehand where you're not doing other things. It's a day that will happen once a year, etc. Then we got stuck a little. There are other special days. Yom Shana is a special day. Yom Shavuos is a special day. And we didn't find, like, day reasons to be mechamlik. Not like Shemini Atzeres. Saying, that's not the same kind of day because the calendar works out differently. in Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, the calendar works out the same, right? It's one day after 7 weekdays. I mean, not weekdays, but after 7 non-yom days. So what do we say? Do we say we abandon the model of the day? No, forget the day. It's really not about the day. That was a nice havamina, but we've moved on with our lives. Or do we say, no, we're still trying to prove the day, but we thought we could prove the day was special just based on the calendar. It turns out, in order to show how special the day is, you need to also talk about what you do on that day. But it's a great question. I mean, a lot of good lundus comes from the sort of the havamina maskana methodology, right? And a havamina, you're going a certain direction. Then it doesn't work out and you have to move in a slightly different direction. The question you always want to ask yourself in lundus methodologically is, have we abandoned that havamina, thrown it in the garbage can, and moved on with our lives to something totally different? Or no, we're still going in that direction. It's just we need to tie up some technical loose ends, so we need to bring in some other factors in order to beef it up, but we're still fundamentally standing where we stood originally. And I think this is a valid question, right? Is it still about the day being special? Is it still about the day being special? We thought we could prove the day was special without talking about what you do on the day. And in the end, you have to talk about what you do on that day, not Gimel. Or is it not about the day being special anymore? Maybe it's about just what you do, which could have been a different day and happens to be on that day. So it's not clear. It could still be the day, but we're not sure. Leon points out that if you think about it, the first step we take away from the calendar is Parva'ayim, right? And the Machlokes who showed him is, are we saying Parva'ayim of Musaf, or are we saying Parva'ayim of Aaron? Now, it might be more obvious to say Parva'ayim of Aaron, if only because that's clearly what we say on the bottom of Gimel Nalak, meaning by the time we get to Rabbi Abahu, by the time we get to Rabbi Abahu and who was it? And Rabbi Ashi, who said Parva'ayil Shalom or Parlapata Vayil Ova, we're clearly talking about the Parva'ayil of Achrimus. But nonetheless, almost all Rishonim say we started out talking about the Parva'ayil of Pinchas of the Musaf. Okay, what's the reason? Maybe it doesn't say Ella later. Sorry, we're talking about the Parva Isle of the Musaf. And give me a second. Now why? They have a very good reason. Because we then go into Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Rav Shimon. Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Rav Shimon are talking about the relationship between the Isle of the Am and the Isle of Musaf. They're not talking about the Isle of Aram. So therefore the Pasuk Shad in the Gemara is that we're talking about the Parva'ayil of Musaf, but it's Machlokas, right? The Rif of Kodim Rav Tam is saying that, and we're going to come and say for Yashra Tudeos, I said, if you look into the Pashat Ayin, it's the Parva'ayil. So Leon is saying maybe that has to do with this Hakira. Are we trying to hold on to the day as much as possible and focusing on the Musaf? What's the Musaf? The Musaf is not special, right? Meaning the Musaf of Yom Kippur is not any different whatsoever from the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah or Shmini Atzeres, literally, right? So if we're sticking with the Musaf, we're trying to cling and hold on for dear life to the day more. If we're moving immediately to the Parva'ayil of Aaron, then we're saying forget the day, it's because of the special kapara, etc. Okay, or it could just be technical, but that is a very good point. He says, how long are we clinging to this day? It's a very good hara from Leon. Of course, what happens after that? On Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, we start talking about the Parva'ayil. Ah, it's a Parva'ayil. Parva'ayil is special. And what makes a Parva'ayil special? Well, we manage to differentiate from the Parva'ayil of Shavuos just as a number of one par one aisle. But then we get stuck with the Shana, and the Parva'ayil is special either because it's Aaron's Parva'ayil or because it's a Parchatas and Ayil La'ola. Right, meaning there's something different about these karbanos, something special about the avoda. And then we say, or it's an avoda becoming gadol, or it's an avoda tchila. Right, basically, maybe what we're going on to on daf gimel is it's a special avoda. That special avoda needs a hafrasha, and this is the basis is Daf Gimel. I'm an Aleph Envies. On Daf Gimel, we start saying, the karbonos of Yom Kippur are like the karbonos of Miluim, and unlike the karbonos of anything else. And especially once we move away from Musaf, right? Liat says, are we sticking to the day as much as possible or not? But eventually we get to unique avoda. There's a special avoda in the Miluim. There's a special avoda on Yom Kippur, which there's no other avoda like that for four reasons at the end. Parhayel Shalal, and Parhatas Ayel Ola, and Avodah Mekon Gadol, and Avodah Tchila. So, you might say by the end we're just talking about the fact that it's a very special avoda. Now, of course, the very last thing Ravina says, the Ikadami name of Ravina, is of course going back to the issue of Makom. Not that. We haven't had it yet. Right? Avodah Tchila, Bimakom. So in the end, the Gemara also hints at this idea of Makom. Also hints at this idea of Makom. Right? So, there's a hint of this even within Rav Yochanan, Reish Lakish, and there's a basis at the end of the Shakva Vitaria of the Miluim. Right? The last thing you say is about the Tchil of a Makom. Maybe that's going to go into a special Makom. And that's what's learned from Miluim. It wasn't the same Makom. Miluim wasn't the Thnag Lefnim. And Yom Kippur is with Magnum with them. But you know what? Har Sinai also wasn't exactly the same Makom. The point is, it's going to a new Makom Shechina. Moshe went to a new Makom Shechina of Har Sinai. The Milum were a new Makom Shechina of the Kodesh. And Yom Kippur is a new Makom Shechina of Kodesh Kadashim. So here we have, I think, three different factors we can focus on. The Makom, with or without Avoda. Just happens to be, after Avoda, you go to the Makom, or else you die. But it's going to the Makom. The Yom, or the Avoda. Obviously, this is a bit of a fuzzy Chakira because these are not coincidence. Meaning, you do the Avoda and it's a special Yom because you go to a Makom, or it's a special Yom because of the Avoda, or you go to the Makom to the Avoda. Obviously, these are related factors, but nonetheless, maybe we can find enough meaning of isolating these factors.
Yeah, I think that is something else. But could be similar to the point that we just made, but like, can you feel like, I saw it really need to get kapara on Yom Kippur, so we need to make sure everything goes smoothly, and part of that process is to come up with power and everything.
I mean, I would say that's the avoda, right? There's a special, really important avoda that you have to do, and you have to make sure that it works, right?
Right.
You have to make sure that it works.
But it's not like meeting the Milum was also with a special avoda. It wasn't like Chai Shal need to get kapara, otherwise we're all going to get something back then.
Okay, but Klal Yisrael needed to get the Shechina and the Mikdash, otherwise we're never going to have the Shechina B'tocheinu.
Right, which is also important. That's different.
Okay. What do you want to do, therefore, based on what you said?
Maybe add another one, but I'm not like...
Add another one for Kapara.
Yeah.
Okay, Lamaisa, let's see it for now. See if there's in some way there's a different avoda for now.
Just to try and see if that's possible or not. It seems like even within Rabbi Yochanan, especially
the
avoda, it's not mentioned a lot.
It's mentioned how full of avoda. Correct. Okay.
One of the things
right, the only reason we go to a special avoda.
Correct. Since there's a avoda of avoda, it's not more than avoda, so hold it. Not a basis. Fine. Okay, now, what might be an afkamina of this question?
Rav Asaf, yes. A technical question. Rav Asaf?
Yes.
Technical question. Perhaps you could move the laptop. The board is extremely unclear. Almost all of us cannot even read the last column you wrote.
I bet. But move it. How should I move it? Move it downwards?
I don't know, but the board is extremely unclear. Even though it's the whole picture is unclear.
No, it's just fuzzy. I think I just don't have a good camera. The other computer broke. I brought a computer. What you need is someone just like me who's 23, who knows how to use technology. That's what you need. It's just a very bad camera. How do I get a better camera? One second.
The last time you used your phone, the bird.
Is my phone better?
Right, the phone was much better.
The phone is better. Okay. One second. Sorry, everyone. I beg your indulgence.
Can I make a non-technological suggestion?
Someone should volunteer to help me work out the technology here.
Can I make a non-technological suggestion?
Put the wire through, you know. You guys know how to do these things, no?
Can I make a non-technological suggestion?
It costs like $10, exactly. What's my meeting ID? What? I'm looking it up also. My meeting ID is 777-398-0127. 777-398-0127. I'm trying.
Can I suggest a non-technological solution?
Yes.
If you write bigger, then it'll be easier to read.
Yesh baze mashahu. Here, hold on. This phone is supposed to have a super duper camera. How do I use the other camera? One second. I don't know. Here, hold on. Is this clearer? Is it clearer on my phone?
No.
Oh, that says Galaxy? Is that clearer?
No.
No.
What?
No, no. Not right now.
No, same.
What? Yeah, I don't know how to switch cameras. Oh, here. Is this button that's the switch camera button? But. Hold on a second. How about now? Hold on. One second. Should I not put my finger in front of the camera? What are you tying up? Why is nothing happening? No. Oh, that's why nothing's happening.
You have to go out of Zoom. You have to go to your first Zoom.
No, it's just because I put it upside down. Okay. Is it clearer on my camera?
Much. Same. No. It's upside down, but I can stand on my
How do I get it to not be upside down?
Flip the phone.
The same board as before. I see no change.
What?
No change.
You're looking at the wrong Rabenars. There's two Rabenars now. But yeah, you should flip the phone.
Yeah, I wish I knew how to get it right side up. Oh, hold on. What if I do this?
I have to look at the.
But who's going to hold it like this?
It's still upside down.
If I stand on my head, I'll be able to read it well.
No, now it's right side up.
Oh, not, no, it's not.
Your camera, your phone is set to automatically rotate.
Ah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Now it's okay.
Now it's okay. Just have to figure out how to get it to stand up.
Just get it closer to the board.
One second. Okay, if both my computer and my phone break. Okay. How's that? You can look at the one that says Galaxy. If that's
much,
clearer.
Much better. Much clearer.
Much clearer.
Okay, great. Okay, I'll try to see what we can do with that. Okay, maybe we'll just go out to the store and buy. Can you buy a camera in a store? Or just like get like a little. I should just put my phone there. It's risky, no? Okay, we're going to experiment during lunch today and see if we can improve this. Is the camera, hold it, is the phone camera really much better?
Yeah.
Better.
Okay.
Yes, much better.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Ader, so I'm going to see if I can like get the camera on the ceiling or something. Why can't I put the camera right there?
It'll be too far away.
What? I have one of those thingies that holds up.
Yeah,
we can do that. Okay, Rebosa, let's go. What I really need is, hold on, You know those photographers, they have that tripod, they put the video camera on? Do they make things like that for cell phones?
What about like
yes.
Yes, they do. Yes, they have.
What?
Yes, yes.
They
yes.
do make them. Yes. They do make them.
They do? Okay, we're going to go to the store and check it out.
Yes.
All right. This Seder. That's it. All right. I'll work on it. I apologize for the poor camera. Chaim, we need you to come in and take care of us here.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Rabosai, what I want to say, perhaps in Akamina, is the discussion of the Merome Sada in the beginning of the Masechet. The Rashi, the first Rashi, I think, in Masechet Yoma says, Rabosai, okay, we got to get moving. First Rashi says that Shivas Yom Kodim Yom Kippurim, Mafrishin Koin Gadol, Shekol Avodas Yom Kippurim, and Shere El Abo. Remember, we spent a lot of time on that. All the Avodas Yom Kippurim need the coin, Gadol. Now, you and I would say, and I still think we're not crazy for saying that, the question is, why does he have to say all the Avodas Yom Kippurim are only Kashmir Koin Gadol? What if the Koin Gadol was only necessary for the main Avodos? We'd still be Mafrishin 7 days. Right? What if one Avodah was kosher through another coin? Of course, we'd still be mafresh the coin. Let's say, make up a halacha, right? Which, according to the Ritz of Zerino Gold, might be true, Midoraisa, right? Let's make up a halacha that the fifth keves of Musaf is kosher with another coin. And you don't need the coin for all the Avodahs. You'd still have to mafresh him, though. So why does Rashi point out all the Avodahs are only kosher with him? So, why do you say all the Avodahs? So you and I would say, don't be someone dyak in Rashi. What Rashi means is you need the Koin Gadol for the main Avodah. He just wants to throw in some educational facts. So he tells you all the Avodahs need the Koin Gadol. But when it's sitting with dyak in Rashi, what does he say? He says it's only because the Koin Gadol needs to do everything. If a Koin Gadol was allowed to do something, then it would be different. What would be different? Not Chas V'Shalom, it wouldn't be mafresh the Koin Gadol, but we would be mafresh the other Koin. Says that it's him, the Rami Sadeh, right? The Naftali al Merome Sadeh says that instead of the Merome Sadeh here, if another Kohen does anything on Yom Kippur, even a Tamid, even a Dlakas HaMenorah, even a regular pedestrian everyday service, nonetheless, he would need to be mufresh for 7 days. Now, I know this is what we call a counterfactual in technical terms. Meaning, if something was true that isn't true, then what would be? And counterfactuals are always tricky because, like, if it's not true anyway, who cares what it would be? But nonetheless, it says this. And according to Rabbeinu HaGadol of the Ritva, it's not counterfactual. Right? So, according to Rabbeinu HaGadol of the Ritva, Taka, a Kohen Gadol could do the Tami, but maybe an Nafkamina would be this. What would be an Nafkamina? Nafkamina would be, what about a Kohen Gadol? Obey Avodas HaTamid B'Yom Kippur. I know that there isn't such thing. But what if there were such thing? Seven Nitziv, he'd need Hafrasha 7 days. Look, over this Nitziv is going with the beginning of our Sugya and Daf Beis on the days. Who thinks it's the Yom that's special? Right? This works very well for the Nitziv, who would say that he needs Hafrasha. Obviously, he needs a fresh. It's something on a very, very special yom. Anything done in that special yom, you need a fresh of 7 days, because that yom is different than every other yom. Then it seems to go further. You might have said that yom is only different when you're doing something different. He said that yom is all around. However, clearly, if you held it into the buckle, like Rish Lakish, obviously this Kohen Gadol is not going into the buckle of Shechina. It's fresh. He's not going anywhere. He's not even going inside. He's not even going indoors. Right? Then it would be Pashut that he would not need Hafrasha Rish Lakish. It would be a no-brainer. Or if Rabbi Yochanan somehow also focused on the Mako, it would be a no-brainer. What if he was got the special Avodah? Then Bechorah also, that should be a no-brainer. Of course, he's not bringing the Par B'chatas L'ayil Ola and the Par B'ayil Shavol and the Avodah B'koin Gadol and the Avodah T'chil B'Mako. He's just doing a regular Avodah. Liad wants to stretch and say no, but he integrates that of, okay, that's a stretch. So I think this Nitziv is a great enough community. The Nitziv is holding, like the Tzad, take the first step of Shaka Vitaria and assume all the longness that was never rejected. It's really about the Yom. Oh, why don't we move to the Parva Ayil to show what a special Yom it was? But it's an Iguainos of the Yom. Another Nafkamina is in a Sefer that I don't have, that I just saw quoted in the footnote, I don't have. But Rav Menachem Zenba, who has a few random little sparks floating around, right? See, you know this Rav Menachem Zenba? Oh, you know he's Kohen, not this one.
No.
No. Okay, so Menachem, now, hey, you can't live without quoting Rav Menachem Zenba. Especially in Masechet Shabbos, right? The Tzitzis Chayim Rav Menachem Zenba. But says Rav Menachem Zenba is the following kasha and something according to the Gra. What's the famous sheet of the Gra about Avodas Yom Kippurim? Well, maybe.
It could be done another day.
That Aaron to do this Avodah on any day, but after Aaron died, the future Kohanim Gedolim could only do it on Yom Kippur, right? So when they bedaika sukkim, it starts out with Zosia for Aaron al Kodesh, etc., etc. If Aaron wants to go to the Kodesh, but yes, Aaron can go to the Kodesh Kedashim any day he wants, as long as he brings these karbanos and does this Avodah. But at the end of the parak, it talks about Yom Kippur and talks about his son and descendant being able to take over for him. The son and the grandson, the great grandson, etc., can only do it on Yom Kippur. So Menachem Zenba has the following something. What if Aaron, again, this is not a counterfactual, according to the Gra, but it's obviously my Hava, right? What? Aaron's not alive now. Okay, maybe Nafkamina, after Tzvi Samesim, Aaron will be alive again. But for now, Aaron's not alive. So what if Aaron wants to do this avoda on the 10th of Tammuz? What if Aaron wants to do this avoda on a regular day? Does he need a brush for 7 days or not? After all, the Kohenim serve as hatara, even on a regular day, they need a brush for 7 days. Does Aaron need a brush for 7 days if it's not Yom Kippur? Obviously, it's only after me to work the ground. We said Aaron can do it, not Yom Kippur. But this is the suffix of Menachem Zenba. How about the fee the Gra? Aaron, Shalom, what if Aaron does the Avodah not Yom Kippur? Does he still not a frasha or not? If you say whoever goes to Machne Shkina needs a frasha, then Pasha, it's Sarah, right? Then obviously he would need it because it's basically the flip side of the Netziv, right? Turns it out for Minas. If it's about going to the Makom Shkina, he's going to the Makom Shkina. Of course he needs a frasha. If it's about doing an avodah, which is kilo and mako and mikon gadol and parva ayel shalom and parchas ayel ola, then before he would need. Unless Evan's going to say that, no, only if this avodah is super necessary. So let's say lachora tzare. Evan's going to say that. Maybe it's only if this avodah is crucial, not if it's just important. But if it's about the specialness of the day, then he should not need. The whole point is it's yom echad b'shana. Here it's not Yom Echad B'Shana for Aaron, only for us it's Yom Echad B'Shana, and for Aaron it's a chiyuv Yom Echad B'Shana. But it's not Yom Echad B'Shana for Aaron as a Rishus. So lachora, this should be just the mirror image. Nafkamina, we can have two Nafkaminas within the Shaka B'Tayah. We start out talking about the day on the calendar, then we start talking about the Avoda, and then we mention Mako briefly in the context of Avoda, and then we Shlokish focuses solely and only on the Mako. So is it the Mako, is it the Avoda, is it the Yom? The Nafkamina could be. Or the Nafkamina could be for the Netziv, a different Kohen who's not doing the special avoda on Yom Kippur, and for Rav Menachem Zenba, something worth the Bra, Aaron, who does all this avoda in this Makom, not a Yom Kippur. Is that the Sifta?
Yeah.
He quotes Rav Menachem Zenba. So he says, if it's seen, I just pointed out that that's not necessarily true because even there are mills that have to go different ways. Okay, so I'm not arguing the footnote of them said that. Kind of that, right?
Technical point, they're not a little bit difficult just because we'll leave it at that stage for the Arab part of the weekend, not for the rest part of the weekend. We'll leave it for Prussia. So, excuse me, if you have Prussia, please not have anything to do with Arab. The Arab is the
best. Where do you see the limit as far as the Arab?
You mean on the dollar amount? Yeah.
Okay, and you mean on the Shaka B'Tayah dollar amount, we need the Zos Yavo Aaron, and you need the Zos is a good Hemara. Meaning, until we get to that dollar amount, it sounds good. You're saying, once we get to that dollar amount, doesn't it sound like Rav Yochanan is depending on the Zos Yavo Aaron and not only on Rav Yochanan? But that might depend on my folks Rishonim as to why we need both of those. Okay, that will depend on technical my folks Rishonim there. Good point.
Technical point. The question on hold is actually the
relationship to the nature of the Yom and the Avodah? Because it could be any day when you do the Avodah as a special status day.
Yeah, but it's not going to be the kind of special status we're looking for, which is a regel, and you know, which is pamachas b'shana, and kavua losman. Okay, but it's clearly not going to be the way we're thinking of the day. You're right, but not the way we're thinking of it. Okay. Who knows how to take a picture of the board? Okay.
Also on
where does he say that? No, he's saying that about Torah, not about Yom Kippur. Oh, no, 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 sorry. What I mean to say is, no, he's saying the Hazah is a Ma'ilu B'Yalma, not the Hafrasha. The Hazah is a Ma'ilu B'Yalma, which Lachmish said. The Hafrasha is Misinai. He just admits the Hazah is a Ma'ilu B'Yalma. Sorry, on the top of the other one. He's not saying that fresh is, just Azar. Okay, we need to discuss, we need to get into this a little deeper for a moment. And I mean, you'll help me figure out the relationship between what we have on the board now, we're about to put on the board. But let me ask a different question.
One more point?
Yeah.
The guy who finished up the street,
how is
he going to answer why he didn't
reshuffle? The answer is because not a real Avodah. The Kohen Gadol already shafted Rosh Hashanah.
But if he has
to say that, then he has to say that. Correct, meaning that it's similar to what I have to say. What about the Truman Sadeshin guy, Aliva did, this guy, Aliva did, et cetera? He said, that's all not real Avodah. Okay. And a Chanami. That's what he'd have to say. He would. But it's not hard.
And for the Ishiki also?
Yeah, that's not real Avodah.
Definitely, you're coming into the
president,
you're in
power. Yeah, but it's not Navodi, it's something big kahuna, he's not a Kohen, he's... I mean, you have to say these things, these are all schmeezy things to say. You probably would say all these anyway for some reason, or in all likelihood. Right, basically, you have to say a lot of things that you're likely to say anyway. Highly likely to say anyway, as Yosef points out, so that doesn't bother me the least. Okay. Things that maybe you could have disagreed with, but you have to say a lot of things that would be a chiddush to disagree with. Right? So that doesn't bother me. Now,
only he has to say them, and nobody else would need to.
Okay, but the Seder, but again, it's things that you're probably going to say anyway. It's things that everyone, but that 95% of people would say is true anyway, even if you didn't ask them.
Where's the
Nachum Zemba? Where's the Nachum Zemba? Simon Yud Gimel Kiddushei HaRamaz, not the Ramaz from Ramaz School in Manhattan, the Ramaz from Menachem Zemba. The Ramaz from Ramaz School is Rav Moshe Zvulun Margolis, Margolis, however you pronounce it, if I recall correctly. Nothing to do with Rav Menachem Zemba. Okay, anyway. Now, just give me a minute here. I want to ask a slightly different question. What about Yom Kippur requires Prisha? What is the Prisha accomplish? What is the purpose of this Prisha? What does this Prisha accomplish? So, what is the Kiyum of the Hafrasha?
That's going to be very dependent on what why we require.
You'd think, correct. So, here we have a sheet that's yachid of the Me'iri. What does the Me'iri say against all evidence to the contrary? What does the Me'iri say the purpose of Afrasha is? It's to protect him from Toma. Why do I say against all evidence to the contrary? Because we learned it from Iluin. And Iluin doesn't say anything about Toma Vatara. Shuto shall make from Iluin about Toma Vatara. There's no chazal that indicates they sat in the Kodesh for 7 days of Iluin for the Toma Vatara. Nonetheless, he says it's because of Tumah V'Tara. Har Sinai, there's a price in the dollar, half dollar days with four different opinions to what was going on in Har Sinai. None of them say to protect Moshe from Tumah. Nonetheless, Reish Lakish says, regardless of where you learn it from, the point is to protect you from Tumah V'Tara. Not only that, but on Daf Ches, an Alta Abiz, there's a Brisa. The Brisa says, Ein Bekoina serves a parlor going on the Yom Kippur and Ella. It really sounds like by Torah Duma, the purpose is for Tara. And that's why no one touches him, right? This is a mucker for social distancing. But by the Yom Kippur, it's not for Tara, it's for Kedusha, and other people can touch it. It really sounds like the main point of this Brisa is that the point of the Hafrasha is not for Tara, is not to protect him from Tara. I know Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira has an additional thing for a seventh day, maybe, but that's not the, that's only the Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, seventh day. But the Meiri really takes the Shita seriously. Says the Meiri from the beginning of the Perek till already close to the end of the Perek, from the very beginning of the Perek, the Meiri starts out and he tells us that, Shivas Yomim, wherever this is, the Godrin, also, the Godrin also appreciates Ishto, Shema, Uchubala, Tipsinito, Safing Need, that's all Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, because she might become a Safing Need, it'll be Tomei Thomas, it'll be Tomei Thomas Shiva, etc. A little later in that, Doc, he says, similar to the part Dumi says, the Achal Pishim Pia Shmuel of Dumi and Amikra, he has said, Pashim Iluim, even though he learned it from Iluim, nonetheless, Tam, Mikomakum, Tam, Adar, Vishay, Pia, God, Rav, Vishas, Ishto, it's to protect him from his being a bold leader, his wife becomes a Nida, it's purely for Tum of Atara. Why? Because it would be possible if he was Tamay, therefore it's very important that he be Tamar. The, what about when it says it's for Kedusha and not for Tara? What about the Brisa? So the Meiri has a short comment on this Brisa and just says, he says, but the strength of the part is Rishasul Tara. It's on Lomer, Melishus makes Evan, Shaloi, Mashat, Makim, or in the Kabbal Toma. He says, what does it mean, Kedusha and Tara, the Brisa, the Pest? It doesn't mean Shuto Shal Brisa. Is the purpose for Kedusha or the purpose for Tara? No, it means the Makom. There would be Makhris, the Gadol, to a Makom that was in the Azara, that was Kadosh. There would be Makhris, the Kodesar, Zapara, to a Makom that had stone utensils, which was more Tahar. Okay, what the reason? There's some reason why the Rafa is this guy here and that guy there. But not because there was a different tafkid to the Hafrasha, just for technical reasons. You know, the Para, since they made him a tool, you know, they have an extra mile of Para, and maybe they call him Gadol because they wanted him to be, you know, to get used to being in the Azar. They call him the Azar, whatever reason, I just made it up. Says the Meiri, it's for Shmira Mi Toma. That's what he says. Says, I know he darshan from Iluin. It's for Shmir Mitoma. I know the Brisa says the difference in Kedusha and Tara. No. It's not a difference in the Kiyom and the purpose and the goal. The difference is just in the location of the room, which hotel room you get. But the Meiri really tries to minimize this simple shot that at least Yom Kippur is not about Tara. Remember, from the Rambam, we thought maybe even the Tara was not purely for Tara. But at the very least, simple shot, Torah is just about Tara, and Yom Kippur is about something more than Tara. The Meiri says no. The Meiri says it is all about Tara. If you wanted to find, and here I'm going a little ahead of myself, one marker for the Meiri, why would the Meiri think it's all about Tara? Like the Hiki Tasi, the Gemara of Mishpresh says it's Kedusha, not Tara. Right? We learned from Iluim, which has no hints of Tara, Shmir Mitoma. They throw in Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. Right? Mish Lorkish, who he doesn't Paskin like, has to throw in Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira is like a Dachuk thing. It sounds like a Pachuk Shah, not Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. So, why would the Meiri get this idea? So, I can't promise you got me why he got this idea. Sometimes someone just gets an idea because, and not to mention the fact that Bava and Aleph seems very clear that Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira is not the real reason. He's just some other thing. So, where would the Meiri get this idea? So, yes? No, but that's just about whether you're appointed understudy, not about why you're not Christian.
But, I mean, I think the Ram
is that what? Then it's a protector from Toma? If so, then. If he's Tanya, Tanya. But nice to see from now. See, what does he say here? He says, et cetera, 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 et cetera. I don't know. He says, Mafrishno, so he says, Lafikach, your Mafrishim 7 days. Oh, Mafrishno, so me ishto, Kineshul, Timatsainita, et cetera. I think that's shot. I know we didn't get to the Bogan Aleph yet. He says, we're Mafrishim because we're Yochanan Rish Lakish. And then we also don't let him know his wife because we're Yehudim and the Seira. I thought the other round was, Lafikach, because we lure him, we're Mafrishim. Ah, but why do we also keep him waiting for his wife? Why not send his wife with him to the hotel? The answer is we're going to move safer. It sounds to me, look in the Mishnah, we're going to have an alpha, like Natalia. Doesn't sound. Okay, so that's going to be a bit of a sheepish yachin. What might you have said? That the purpose is the. Now, no one's against protecting him from Tumma, right? Meaning, Rabbi Huda and Sidra also worries about that. The simple shot is that's an also. That's not the drasha. That is an also. The simple shot is, well, what does Rashi say? Why are we not for shame?
Emma.
Rashi says in the Chesem base, that's a good place for someone to say, because it seems to talk about the Meiri denies it's talking about the function of the Hafresha. But Rashi says, Likanes lach shte shchina, v'lo yilibo zach alavi yinevdal l'kol kalas rosh, shachol alav Emma bibadlom in abrios. When you have preachers from people, you get more ema, and you don't have callous rose. It gives you, it's like his phone did us, right? You know, people nowadays do his phone did us. Sure you've heard about it?
The point is very much not to get your
phone. What?
The point is the opposite.
Okay, love to say that. But anyway, says Rashi, when you're much first from Inyani Olam Hazeh, you get lo yilivu zachalav, you get humility, and you get seriousness, right? Now to Kalas Rosh, you get Ema, you get awe. It's to give you, basically to separate you from all the shtuyos of this world, and even from the brios who are not shtuyos, to separate you from everyday life, so that you will focus and improve your midos and be on a higher spiritual level. Right? I don't know how we summarize this in one word. It's a mindset. It's for your mindset, right? It's a holy mindset, right? It's precious, which leads to a holy mindset, right? There are many ways to lead to a holy mindset, but precious is a particularly effective way of leading to a holy mindset. You know, precious may be the day. Who remembers Michelle Stern? And eventually, it's maybe the day of Ruach HaKodesh. Fine. Seder. The precious gives you good, it brings you to good places. Now, I never answered my question beforehand, which is why might the Meiri have found a hint that it's really about Tara? What?
Because maybe he'll be big Tara.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah, but he doesn't mean that kind of Tara in there, Mesil Sharm. Okay, but you're right. The words are not going to help you. All right, forget the Mesil Sharm. Forget, we don't learn Mesil Sharm. The Ramchal was too modern. We don't learn books written by rabbis without beards. What? Correct. In any case. The Andadalim and Aleph, you do have an idea that Rabbi Yochanan said, Shlokesh Bishlom, the Alfina, maybe Lulam, Haimu, Tanya, Zeb, Zeb, Mazin, Alof, Kol Sheva, Mikol, Chatol, Shah, Hayusam. Davinami, Hazah, Vimiluim. Ah, Hazah. Right? He says, we learned from Miluim. Hazah, just like in Miluim, they had Hazah for 7 days. Likewise, you have to sprinkle the water, the mechatas, all the paradumas on him for 7 days. Okay, if Rabbi Yochanan learns hazah as part of his limud from Miluim, then already, what's hazah? Hazah is to make you tahor, right? What? Aha, that's because you don't know what the Meiri says in that Dalam Aleph, right? This is the Meiri Lishitase. Okay, spoiler of next year, the Meiri of Dalam Aleph says, what's the comparison between the sprinkling of Dam on Aaron and his sons, the Shir Shemei Miluim, and the sprinkling of Paraduma, Mechatas, Paraduma water, Lidoros? You might have said it's not a very good comparison, which Tosos says, etc. Don't make a big deal. Says that, I mean, for Tosos, that's Davka, the deal breaker, right? Is the Hazal. Says that we know that when was the first part of Duma Nisraf? Anyone?
Moshe.
One of the Ksarim, right? One of the Ksarim of Nisan.
I don't think so.
The first day for
I don't think so. I think it was after that. Okay, says Meir says there was no paraduma in the time of the Miluim yet. Certainly in the Yilus Miluim there's no paraduma. That's easy. In the Yilus Miluim there's no paraduma, right? The 7 days, there's no paraduma yet. Ah, before the paraduma, they used blood to be metahir from Tumah. Only after the paraduma did they use water. So, if so, then the Meir would say, hold on, I'm taking this Hazal very seriously. He is the one who takes the Hazal the most seriously of anyone. He says, no. Mamish Hazal is Metahir. It used to be a different Hazal, and nowadays it's Paraduma. Right? Because remember, in Shir Shemei Mibuim, they hadn't even heard the Parsha of Paraduma yet. B'nai Yisrael had never even heard those Psukim yet in the Shir Shemei Mibuim. So it says that maybe the Smach de Makar, the Meir could be, top the dollar of an Aleph, Hazal. If you take Hazal seriously, like the Meiri, that it's really about Tara, then from here we see that when we learn from Miluim, what part of Miluim do we care about? We care about the Tara. Ah, never says the word they retire anyone in the ships from Miluim. Never says they guard them from Toma. I know guard them from Toma and Tara are not the same thing, but they're obviously very, very closely related. Says the Meiri, nonetheless, he gets a smach. What's his makar? Hazal. According to him, he takes it very seriously, as we'll see. Okay, let's go to, well, what does the Rav say? The Rav takes this a little, yes?
Maybe that's also why they did Hazza for the Gera.
Yeah, but Tosas asked that Kasha, and then he gets into trouble with Shaklatari, so look at Tosas and Rasla Hazza. It's going to be a problem. Okay, anyway. And could someone think of a perhaps different Hezber why he'd need to be sequestered for 7 days other than protecting from Tuma or putting him in a holy mindset?
Yeah, chinuch. Trained.
The preparing training. Where do we find a hint to prepare for the Avodah? The Rav explains in the Bryce and Adalim and Aleph of Yochanan. Obviously, it's not going to work for Reish Lakish. But the Bryce of Yochanan and Adalim and Aleph says that. If you look at the lashon of this brisa, Tanya Kavase starting the 10th line of Dat Dalan Aleph, Tanya Kavase Riochanam Zosio Mar Alakondesh, the Masha Amr Be'inyan, Maihi, Be'inyan to be Luin, Ma Amr Be'inyan to be Luin, Aaron Pirate Shiva Shimishom Echa, Moshe Masar Lokal Shiva Kil Chakam Avoda. Aaron was Purish for 7 days in order to serve for 1 day. And Moshe taught him all 7 days to teach him, to inaugurate him to Avoda. The Aphlodor is coined Gondel Purish Shiva Meshavashim Echad, and Shnei Tamin Chamtam, Yinav Shal Moshe Lachukit Stukin, Moshe Lokal Shiva Kedev Chancho Avoda. Oh, what is the first thing Bryce says? You have to be Purish 7 days and do what in those 7 days? Have Moshe Rabbeinu or someone who is taking over from Moshe Rabbeinu, a student of Moshe Rabbeinu, teach you Torah about the Avodah. Meaning, in this price, what does it sound like? If you stop here, then it talks about Hazah, right? So the question is, which point do you focus on more? Do you focus on the Hazah like the Meiri? It's all for Tumah Vitara. They have to throw in something to shtuf the Tzedukim because they always try to shtuf the Tzedukim. You know, or no, it's really about preparing yourself for Avodah, not only preparing yourself for entering a certain place, not she, but preparing yourself for the Avodah, which includes spiritual preparations and learning about the Avodah and getting used to it. After all, what would he do all 7 days? What is the Mishnah saying, Yoma, who remembers from Yom Kippur? All 7 days, he would be shochen and zorek and makter, the Canadian Rogel Avodah, right? And at a certain point, they would even read him the halachos, right? So maybe the point is, now, this is very general. So the Rav says, preparing for Avodah, also including Tar, also including the holy mindset, obviously. But maybe the point is that no, it is Achana La'avodah. This is clearly how the Rav understood it. Now, that might also include the others. But what's the Chiddush of Achana La'avodah? is that, but it includes learning the avoda, both in the brisa that your talmid chachamim teach you, and in the mishnah that you practice, and mavir lefanim noy hayom, you get to recognize the different korbanos, you make sure that you know the difference between an ayel and a sayer and a keves and whatever else might be going on. You make sure you know where to shech the par, etc. So it could be more general hachana. It could be more general hachana for the avoda. The obviously this yoni.
Rebbe.
1 second, Yuda. Because
it's kind of amazed about why the
Kol avoda is yom nekshir el avo.
We talked about why it's been lit by the Zachar Sapona. It has been a gush on the avoda.
No, but that's by the para. Not by Yom Kippur.
Again,
and
he said the Rashi,
he
says like
Rishnakesh,
that was about
my dad,
whereas this
is the same Rashi. Yeah, correct. Right. Yes. Yehuda, what did you want to say?
The understudy has to do a course on his own before, because there may be no preacher for him.
Does the understudy have to do a course on his own? I'm not sure. I don't know. Meaning, you know, it's a good svara that he'd have to learn something. The question is, what does matkinen lo means, right? The question, some of the achronim ask, what do they mean matkinen? They prepare an understudy. What do they do to prepare him if you're not going to be able to simulate him? Right? So you could say, what do they mean to prepare him? To make sure they're clothing his size. Right? Maybe that's what it means to prepare him. Or could it be you suggesting what it means to prepare him is to teach him? Maybe you would say he might not need 7 days of sequestering in order to teach him, but they'd have to give him a crash course, executive summary or something, and that would fit very well. To go to Gadol, maybe he's putter from the whole sequestering and the whole intensive seminar, but he should need at least a crash course. Could very well be. But I'm not sure. It doesn't say what Matkinen loves. It's just said they tell him not to go on vacation. Do they make him clothing? Do they train him? It's not exactly clear what Matkinen clearly means he's ready. But physically, what they actually do different to make him ready, the Gemara doesn't say explicitly. I thought maybe, here it's a bit of a stretch, but obviously these inyanim might depend somewhat on the question we have here, of what about Yom Kippur is special, as Liad pointed out. Although, love Davka, I wish I had a more clear, I wish I had a clearer connection. We gotta say, this is not going to the Makom Shechina, then the holy mindset makes the most sense. Although you also might say, if you're going to the Makom Shechina, you have to be really, really sure that you're talking. If it's about, the special avoda, then it could be that all those make most sense, although particularly if you prepare for the avoda. If it's that special day, then, it's a little tricky. It's not so obvious. It's not so obvious exactly what it corresponds to. So I'd say it works very well for, I'd say this works well, but I don't want to say it's really totally. If it's about preparing a special avoda, you have to prepare for the avoda. If it's about going to a holy place, then you should have to be in a holy mindset. But that's really Lav Davka. I would like to be able to say, oh, it's really the same thing here, etc. I just don't have a very clear way of relating it. Now, let me just point out two things, and then we have to end. Number one, there's a fascinating deal in the Gemara Sari. On Daf, not the one on Daf Bey, the one on Daf Gimel. How do you count the 7 days? 7 days by the Erev by the Boker, from Tzeis to Tzeis, or 7 days from Alos to Alos? Does the day follow the night, or does the night follow the day? Right, how do you count the 7 days? Means, what does it mean, Shivas Yom Kodim Yom Kippur, and they were Makrish? Does that mean Shivas Yom Kodim Yom Kippur, right? Yom Kippur is the 10th. Right, so you need 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Does that mean that on, let's talk anachronistically, right, about our Rosh Hashanah, that and they were Makrishim as soon as you made Havdalah on Matzah, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the night of the third, and then he was moved for 7 days, night and day, the night of the third, the day of the third, etc., the night of the ninth, the day of the ninth, before Yom Kippur, he was moved for 7 days? Or no, it's like Kachim and Kachim, the night, the day doesn't go after the night comes after the day. They were Mafreshim by daybreak on the third. They were Mafreshim before the tightness of Tzom Gedalia started. He could go home and sleep at home and do whatever he wants on Matzei Rosh Hashanah. They were Mafreshim the morning of Gimel. And once in 7 days, the morning of Gimel and the following night, morning of Dal the following night, till the morning of Kesem the following night, and he finishes 7 days at Alos Yom Kippur morning, which is fine. He doesn't have to do anything until Alos Yom Kippur morning. Truma Sadesh and Yesh Lion. Okay, let's assume that that works out. So he has this interesting suffix. Is this Prisha, the day follows the night, or the night follows the day? Meaning, do we use the rules of regular calendar, or do we use the rules of Kutchen? It's an interesting suffix. I'm wondering if it somehow depends on this Hakira. Clearly, if you don't have Shmir Mitomah, then you should have to start Prisha at 6. The night should come before the day, because for Toma Vatara, the night always comes before the day, right? If I'm Nitma at 8:30 p.m. tonight, or I'm Nitma at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, it's the exact same thing for Toma Vatara. Right? So then, clearly, if it's about Tom Matara, then you would think that the ninth should come before the day, because that's the rules of Tom Matara. It's just as chumra to be Nitma at the night before as to be Nitma the next day. But it's very different to be Nitma the following night than that day.
Yeah.
No, because he's tying into the Shaka Matara of Yehudim and Sera. It's Rabbi Huda ben Seira I don't have the verse over here. That's exactly where he starts from. He says, because the Gemara, it basically is in the Shaka Vitaria later on as above. The Gemara is the Shaka Vitaria later on as above. I don't know if we should get to it now, but working out how Rabbi Huda ben Seira works out, and then he has to see how does that compare to the 6 days. Since our Gemara said Rabbi Huda ben Seira adds to Reish Lakish, how does he add to Reish Lakish? And then it's all coming out of that cheshbon. So I know I haven't explained to you, but it's all coming out of that cheshbon. And it's all theoretically. What would have been if not for Rebbe Yehuda ben Seira?
The second side of the
no. It, does he finish his 7 days when Yom Kippur starts? Or the morning of Yom Kippur? Yes, correct. Shiva Yom would include the night of Yom Kippur. That's his something. Not the other way around. Clearly, from the Eri, it's very clear. Okay. If it's preparing for Avodah, then you can see a little more how, if you're dealing with preparing for Avodah, maybe you should go by the rules of Avodah. In the Mikulam, it's not clear. Teshvushal, Yomam Valaila Shabbat Yomim. What does Yomam Valaila mean? It's not clear in the Mikulam, but the simple shot he wants to assume, even though he has a little trouble with the word Sukkah, is that Yomam Valaila, day followed by night. So if you ask this Hakira of the, this suffix of the Gevura Sari, right? Night and day, or day and night. If it's for the Me'iri, then clearly it's night and day. From Havdalah Matzei, second day Rosh Hashanah, anachronistically, till... tell candle lighting anachronistically of Yom Kippur. Okay, that's a kiddush. I hear.
And then you put in the date and it's really
correct. Probably if it was Hachana for Avodah. Hachana for Avodah might go by the rules of Avodah. Day and night is the rules of Avodah. So you'd start the morning with some Gedalia. Again, all this anachronistically. and finish the morning of Yom Kippur. If it's a matter of getting yourself into a special holy mindset, then a holy mindset, like Mechora, any 24 hours, you get into a holy mindset. Doesn't matter. Like, you can also get into a holy mindset by starting at, you know, 3 p.m. and ending at 3 p.m. Like, however many hours of this bonus you have, the holier you get. So here, it's not exactly clear. That might depend, perhaps, on what the purpose of manual law, holy mindset is. Some will leave this as a question mark. You know, if you're having a holy mindset in order to do something that's not so related to a Avodah, maybe you should go by regular days, just because why not, if it's in order for a Avodah. Okay, so, perhaps this would affect the suffix with Gursari. The last thing I want to discuss, I have two more minutes, very important thing to discuss, is the issue brought up by the Gursari, and really the Ritva, etc., on the Bezim and Aleph, which is, but what is the effect of this hafrasha? What is the effect of this hafrasha? We ask what's machayev the hafrasha. We ask what's the purpose of the kiyum of the hafrasha. What do I mean by what's the effect of this hafrasha? Does this hafrasha actually change the avodah that you do on Yom Kippur? The Gemara Sari asked the following question. Ask the Gursari and the base. He asks the following question. What question does he ask? He says, why are we worried about his wife dying? Remember who worries about his wife dying? Rabbi Yehuda. And did the Chachamim say we're not worried? Or did they say we would worry, but there's a problem? They say in the number self, meaning they would admit that you should worry, except in the number self. So we do worry about his wife dying, but, right, we do prepare another wife, or at least theoretically we prepare another wife, but we're not, except we're going to Rebbe and Linnell, mafresh, the understudy Kohen Gadol. Why do we prepare another wife? To make sure that everything is 100% Lamahadrin blot. So if his wife dies, we'll have another wife. So why don't we be mafresh, the second Kohen Gadol, so everything will be blot? So in case he gets something, the other Kohen will be more fresh. That's the verse of his question. Why are we, what's his kasha? It's the assumption, of course, right? There are two ways. What's his question? His question is this. Why do we prepare, at least Rabbi Yehuda, a second wife, because lechatchila needs a wife, but we're not mafresh the understudy for 7 days, even though lechatchila needs a prasha. Meaning a wife is lechatchila, and yet, even though it's only lechatchila, we prepare a second wife, and even the Chachamim would have prepared a second wife if it was the Dover Sof. But the understudy lechatchila needs a prasha 7 days, and yet we're not mafresh the understudy 7 days. So, obviously, there are two ways, there are two technical ways to just deny the premise. One answer is to deny the premise and say, remember this is a suffix in the Tosu Shanim, that the Isha is Ma'akevet. And I want to say, Tosu's old Isha is Ma'akev, you guys all talk me down from that, fine. If the woman wife is Ma'akev, makes sense. We're Ma'akev's second wife, at least theoretically, because that's Ma'akev. We don't sequester the understudy for 7 days, that's not Ma'akev. Or number two, deny the premise by saying, Reb Yonah Sami Lunil. According to Yonatan Lunel, who says we are not Christian understudy for 7 days. Remember, Yonatan Lunel says we are not Christian understudy for 7 days against Rish Lashon's deal. Okay, that is easy. He doesn't give this answer. Every answer except for this is in the Gursari. The other answer you could say is because this is based on the Gemara later on in Daf Yud Gimel, because Kohen Gadol is careful not to be mitma. So You never need the understudy. You might need a wife because you can't be careful not to die. It's not up to you when you die. But you never need the understudy. So the Kohen Gadol is careful not to become tummy. If he's careful not to become tummy, why appoint an understudy at all? So the Gemara says later on, he's only careful not to become tummy because he sees the understudy. Once he sees there's an understudy, he says, "Why? I don't want that guy taking all my glory." And he's careful not to become tummy. Okay, there's enough good answers that you don't need another answer. But he says another answer. And whether or not you need the answer, it's a very, very hushed one at this point. What does the Gemara suddenly say? He says, no, there's a difference. It's a longish verse. It's a brisker verse for you. There's a difference between l'chatchila needing an isha and l'chatchila needing hafrasha shibas yamin. What does he say? He says that the isha is a chisaron ba'avoda. If he does the avoda without a wife, there's something chasher l'chatchila in his avoda. It's a chisar b'avoda l'chatchila. I know it's l'chatchila, but there are two kinds of l'chatchilas. That's his main point. There are two kinds of l'chatchilas. Right? There's a l'chatchila, which l'chatchila makes a difference in the final product, and a l'chatchila, which is just part of the process along the way, but makes no difference in the final, Right? Sometimes you can have, here you have to think of a good shchita. L'chatchila, you should shecht the whole simanim and not just rov. L'maisa, so shecht just rov, it's the same, the meat is just as kosher either way. It makes no difference in the kashrus. Try it all the same in the end. L'chatchila, okay, there's a lot of l'chatchila. That's interesting. You know, a davening. L'chatchila, I should say, psuk in zimra before dav, before shon esrei. If I didn't, then it's l'chatchila. Did I just not do psuk in zimra? Or is there a chisar in my shon esrei? The simple shot is a chisar in my shon esrei if I didn't say psuk in zimra. But you might say that l'chatchila, I should say, l'chatchila, I should say, b'rishas shachar before shon esrei. But there's no chisar in my shon esrei if I said the wrong order, right? Is there lichatchila of isha? His avodah is not as good. It's yotzei b'di'evit. His avodah is not as good as that of isha. But hafrasha shiva is only a mitzvah beforehand. There's no chisaron ba'avodah. Hafrasha shiva, there's no chisaron ba'avodah. It's a mitzvah in mafra shiva. But if he wasn't not for Shiva, there's no chisaron b'avoda. This is a big one to finish. It's not that his avoda is less good if he wasn't not for Shiva. No, his avoda is just as good. He just should have been mafresh himself for 7 days. This is the haiku. He should have been mafresh himself for 7 days, but if he didn't, his avoda is just as good. So here we have an interesting chakira. What difference does it make in the end if you did a frusher or not? Remember, the Rimi Lunil says it's ma'akev. That's a das yachid. Right? It's not ma'akev. But is it togin his avoda? Or is it just that he should have shown a lot of respect beforehand by being torah 7 days? If he did torah 7 days, it makes no difference to his avoda. So it does make a difference to his avoda. Right? Does it make a difference? Does it affect his avoda? Says the Rilunel. Yes, it's ma'akev. But forget the Rilunel. That's not yochid. Assuming it's not ma'akev, says the Vuris Ari. Says no. It doesn't affect the avoda. It's just before him he should have been mafresh himself. But it doesn't actually affect the avoda. However, the Rav held that it did affect the avoda, and he took it even one step further. Said the Rav, and this will end. He says yes, but he doesn't say even this lashon. He doesn't take on the Gemara Sari. He doesn't know the Gemara Sari. The Rav Amar Rishon. He says yes. You could say it does affect the avoda. After all, it's not the same avoda if you weren't prepared. It's not the same avoda if you're in the proper mindset. For me, it's harder to say it affects the avoda. Well, Maisie, you weren't extra careful, but if you didn't become tummy, you didn't become tummy. Right? But, why? But then he takes it another way. Stan Kisaro Ma'avoda. Says the Rav, no, what does the Rav say? Kisaro Idushas Kohen Gadol. This is the big chiddush of the Rav. The Rav says the prisha is to make him kadosh kedushas kohen gadol, and if he doesn't have the prisha, he's not a full kohen gadol. He's a b'diavad kohen gadol, but he's not a l'chatchila kohen gadol. So here it's interesting. Said the Gemara, to respect the upcoming, to respect what you're about to do, you have to be misbunded for 7 days. Okay, but you're doing it the same regardless. It has no effect on you. Says the Rav, no, it does have an effect on you. What's the nature of the effect? You could say just stan. It makes your avoda different avoda. If it's an avoda that comes after preparation versus an avoda that comes stan. Or you could say no. It puts the gavra on the higher madrega. Maisa versus gavra, right? Maisa versus gavra. Is it that a maisa which is done after 7 days of preparation is a different maisa? Or no, a gavra after 7 days is a different gavra? Is a different kind of kohen gadol. What's the bucker for the rub that it's a different kind of kohen gadol? The Abdallah ben Aleph has a havamina that maybe only the Kohen Gadol the first time he does Yom Kippur has to be before 7 days. But after that, he doesn't. Only once in a lifetime. Why would it be only once in a lifetime? It would make a lot of sense. It's to give him a special status as a gavra, he only needs that once in a lifetime. Right? Or you could say, no, you need to renew your license once in a while. You slip in your madriga, you need to renew your madriga. But the basis is strong based on havamina. Again, it's the same question. If the havamina is still alive or is it not? Yes? No, I'm talking about the next line. The Yom Kippur in Kama. That depends who you ask. That's your assumption. Anyway, let me just point it in very quickly. The Rav then goes a little further and says, and Taka, what is this special status that the Kohen Gadol gets? That special after the 7 days that he needs for Yom Kippur L'chatchila. He says there's two statuses of Kohen Gadol. I mean, there's other kinds of two statuses of Kohen Gadol are found in Shoshana. There's the Chiddush. There's a Kohen Mashiach. A Kohen Mashiach doesn't need 7 days of sequestering. Then there's Aaron. If you notice the whole story, the whole Aaron, so you have Aaron, maker of Aaron. It's all about Aaron. Oh, you're not Aaron. So it's in the end, you can take over for Aaron. He's the dike in the field of the field, says, Tachas Aaron, Ahmad. Says the Rav, that what is this Kedusha? Maybe it's Kedushas Tachas Aaron. It's not Ma'aki for the moment. Maybe you could say it's the Kedusha of Tachas Aaron. There's a being a Kohen Gadol, being a leader. Being the leader of the Kohanim, the Rambam describes the Kohen Gadol as the leader of the Kohanim. There's leader of Kohanim. If you look in Klei HaMikdash, what do they say? You appoint the leader of the Kohanim. He's called the Kohen Gadol. And then there's someone who is in the place of Aaron, who's following the footsteps of Aaron. Maybe that the higher Madrega, this 7 days gives you the higher Madrega, just like, think about it. What did the 7 days of Elulim do? It made the Kohanim. Right? Shabbat Shalom and Yalei Adam. The 7 days made him Kohanim. The 7 days makes him a higher level Kohen. And that's what the Chachiva is necessary for Yom Kippur. But he even can suffice with a slightly lower level Kohen. Correct. The Ravid says you only need Prisha Shiva. Not Prisha Shiva. You only need... 7 days. The Ravid says you only need Riboy and Mashicha for Yom Kippur. That shows the Rav quotes that you need a special higher Madrega just for Yom Kippur. Now, give another answer to Boris Ari's question.
Rebbe, how is that going to be Mistadir with Rav Yochanan?
Says, you know why they weren't mafresh the understudy 7 days, says the Rav? You know why they weren't mafresh the understudy 7 days? Because it wouldn't have helped. You're going to mafresh is only to give him a higher status of Kohen Gadol, but he's not even a Kohen Gadol at all. You don't want him appointed to be a Kohen Gadol. There's a lot of downsides to being appointed a Kohen Gadol. Then afterwards, you're not going to be the Olam, etc. If you don't appoint him a Kohen Gadol, there's no point after us 7 days. It's not going to give him the Madrega. Says the Rav that there's no point if he's not a Kohen Gadol. If you want to appoint him another Kohen Gadol, you can. But that is a lot of downside. They didn't want to do that. Not only if necessary to step in. No, but the amount of 7 days, they have to appoint a Kohen Gadol before the 7 days. They don't want to appoint a Kohen Gadol before the 7 days. So for the Rav, if it's all about giving you a special status of a super Kohen Gadol, then it makes a lot of sense. And what are some of the, give me a second, Agav, Liad, or someone pointed out to me before, the Ritva sounds like the worst of reading. Because the Ritva, the Bezim and Aleph, when he discusses this, he says, and then we'll have to end and take questions privately because it's super duper duper late. And I thought it would be a short shiur. It is a short shiur. It's all relative. The Ritva says on Daf Bezim and Aleph, it's a mitzvah mi'almehi below ma'akva. Umistayan denavit mitzvah zulatan gana l'chud. It's just a mitzvah we have to do. As Lashon is, we just have to do the mitzvah. It's enough to do this mitzvah once. He makes it sound like, it's not so explicit like you were somebody. He's not talking in first or like this, but he makes it sound like, oh, it's just a mitzvah we have to do, not just a mitzvah mi'almehi. But the Lashon, they're not a mitzvah zulatan. It's a mitzvah we have to do. It's not like a result. It's a mitzvah we have to do, so maybe the Ritva. Maybe the Ritva also sounded like the first of okay, we have a whole bunch of hakiras here. I know that all these hakiras are not necessarily totally up to hot, maybe a little bit, about the nature of priestess going gadol, and we have a few loose ends to tie up in the next year, but basically, I think we've said, you know, the basic questions that we have to ask, the basic answer we have to give, about the reason for priestess Kohen Gadol, the nature of priestess Kohen Gadol, the effect of priestess Kohen Gadol, and have it tied into the various sukkahs. I have two loose ends of Mirtz Hashem next year. So I will see you all on Monday. For the next year, what I want to do is, sorry, I didn't finish the Makaros yet, but I want to start with the Gemara on the Dalid and Tosus Rush, Dibur Maskel Hainu and Dibur Maskel Amarta, and the Me'iri Dibur Maskel Hatzul Nisr Papara, and the Me'iri Dibur Maskel Mimash Anemar Batora, and the Tosfos Rush, Ritva Marasha, Dibur Maskel Hub and Kriya, and if you have time, look at the Murmi Sadem, those Gemaras, and then I want to go on to the Gemara Daf Heyam and Aleph about Smicha, look at Rashi and Tosfos Shanim and Ritva Me'iri about Smicha, and the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Bam and Aleph Bam and Beis, and Rabbi Yehuda Eger here in the Gemara. Okay, so basically we'll continue Me'etz Hashem and Daf Dalid, talk a little bit about a few small points of Daf Dalid, and then talk a little bit more about Smicha and Tosfos Dibur Maskel Smicha Me'etz Hashem and Daf Hed on Monday, and I wish you all an excellent Shabbos. Yes, any questions, feel free to ask.
Rabbi, may I ask a question?
How far
on Aleph? Hold on, whoever's asking on Zoom has to shout.
How far on Hey Aleph?
What?
How far do you want to, are you going to go on Hey Amud Aleph?
Good question. You know what? I would say go till the third to last line. Okay, so that gives you plenty. Just more Rashi Tosfos gives you plenty to do.
Okay.
It could be it's not just that the goal is to practically train the Kohen. It emphasizes the Moshe element of it's like the ritual of doing the special hours.
I'm not a recreation of the Miluim. You hinted at that before also, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's how you get the status of Aaron, by literally going through your